Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the flash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivation, the fact to see successful guests promote self massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, peace, man.
Everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone as we get ready to get started here tonight. It is, gosh, I almost said February. It is March the 9th, 2012, and you are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome to everyone. I see the phone lines are all pulled up. I see the chat room is filling up. I want to say welcome to you guys joining us here live in the forum tonight. Of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue, and tonight we're going to be doing Q&A, and Brother Panic is going to be here live taking your occult questions for you here live in The Remix. Welcome, everybody. How's everybody doing? It's so good to see you guys here live in The Remix in the chat room. See you guys over there. And for all of you listening, I want to say welcome. If we have any guests in the house that they're a first-time listener here in the chat room, I want to say welcome to all the guests. Know that you can sign up if you're a guest here in the chat forum and just come on in, and you can just chat with everyone here. So it just takes a few moments. Click the link at the bottom that says sign up and come on in. Tell us who you are. The Remix family is going to make you feel welcome right at home, and you'll be able to enjoy that. So guess what? So we're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to cover a few things. We're going to jam a little bit, and we're just going to do what we do right here in The Remix. Ah, can you guys believe it? Can you believe it? It is already March the 9th, 2012, already. I know many of you are getting yourself set. You're getting ready to get on the road to go down to the lecture that's going to be happening in Atlanta, Georgia, coming up this next Saturday. And Brother Panic is going to be talking about that as well. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a pretty vibing week. Lots of vibes going on out there. It's been a pretty pretty amazing week. It's good to see you guys. It's good to see you guys in the house. Yes, it is. Want to give a big shout out to all the international listeners who's out there, out joining us here in the forum. And if this is your first time listening, we want to say welcome. Give all of our international listeners, Japan's in the house, the UK's in the house, Canada's in the house, Trinidad's in the house, Barbados is in the house. Oh, wow. Korea's in the house. Germany's in the house. New England's in the house. Everybody's in the house tonight. So it's good, so good to have you guys here. Ireland is even in the house tonight. So it's good to see you guys. It's good to have you here in the forum as well. Now, I want to remind you that you can go back and download this show and all of the shows that have been done on The Remix. You can go back. And if you don't know how to get over here to The Remix, let me just go ahead and give you some directions. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and it'll bring you right here to The Remix page. All you have to do, if you have iTunes, is click the iTunes button. It's going to download right there directly to your iTunes. You can get all those. You can get the shows that you want, the shows that interest you. It is a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of information as well. And then also, you can also download it straight to your computer. That's the beauty of it. Or you can listen to it right here on Blog Talk Radio. So there's so many ways that you can listen. The shows are free. It's here for you guys. Download, download, download. Don't forget to do that as well. So I just also want to go ahead and give a big shout out to everyone who had readings this week. As always, the readings were very charged. And lots of confirmation. I connected with a lot of powerful brothers and sisters from all over the world, and it was a treat to connect with each and every one of you. I do want to share this with you really quick as we get ready to get into the share tonight and talk about the baby lotus readings, because some real interesting things happen. I always love dealing with the children and the baby lotus. So the parents, some of you are waiting on your baby lotuses to come, and of course they don't wait nearly as long as the adults. I try to get them out as quick and as fast as spirit will allow to make sure I'm giving the right information in the right channels for all of everyone who receives them. So the first thing I want to do is let you guys know about something that happened this week. And Sister Manya, the sister who works with me as well, kind of brought this to my attention. We had two babies that lived in completely two different parts of the world. And they had a lot of similarities between themselves, and I did consultations for them this upcoming week. And the baby's name, one was Sky, and the other one was Skylar, spelt different but similar names. Now, the interesting thing is they both were born on the 18th day, even though one was almost like 10 or 12 years older than the other baby. So two different babies, parents got their consultation on the same day. They weren't born on the same year. They were born on the same day, on the 18th, both of these babies. Born on the 18th day. They had their consultation on the same day, and their last name started with the same letter. So talk about things that make you go, things that make you go, So these two goddesses, because they both were baby goddesses, gave me some powerful confirmation. And those who have been waiting on glowing lotus readings for our older children or baby lotus readings for the babies, you're in for a very special treat, because Skylar and Sky helped me to put together something very, very powerful that has to do with the pack of 18 markers that came, which was really sort of the connection between their birth dates, when they were born, this sky, the energy of the sky, and the marker. So for you parents, you're in for a special treat, and you'll be hearing more about that later. I also want to say thank you to everyone who has downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook, because even tonight I see so many of you have done that as well. And so I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you. I am still sending out the overview that I did for part one. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to be able to still sending out. I'm in phase three, I think the last part of phase three. So you'll still get that. So it doesn't matter when you download the audio workbook. If you do it today, you do it 5 years from now, whenever you do it, you still will be able to get the overview. And that's something special, and I'm doing that especially for those who have downloaded the audio workbook. I talked about why this was so personal for me there. So if you haven't had an opportunity to take a look, you can definitely go to www.msblue, like the color, B-L-U-E, blast, B-L-A-S-T, .com, missblueblast.com, and you can go there and you can actually download the audio workbook there, so you can get that. The oracle cards are on their way, so I should have them in my hand, touching them next week. I'm going to send Pure a set, and then we're going to get them, we're going to push them right out to you guys. So know that the oracle cards are there. I'm definitely going to try to get some to Brother Panic so he can have a couple on hand, maybe even to give away next weekend. We're going to try to do that. So it's going to be really cool. So just look for that. Look for that, you guys. So the oracle cards, I'm so excited about that, and so many other things to go as well, too. So we're going to get ready to get into the share. Now, into the share, Brother Panic on. I do, while I have you guys' attention, and I want you to listen to me. If, because I talked to so many of you in the reading, so many of you on Facebook, so many of you on Twitter, and some of you are still saying that you're thinking about going to Atlanta to the lecture. If you haven't gotten your ticket, you need to do it. Do it now. If you're in the chat room, you will see the flyer there. You can email Brother Panic at AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. Send him an email. Find out what you need to do so you can get yourself down there. I know a lot of you are going to be traveling down there. Dr. Alingbe is going to be speaking there. And, of course, Brother Panic will be there hosting. So this is going to definitely be a great event, and I would love for you guys to come back and tell us all of the great things that are happening. Now, tonight, Brother Panic is going to be doing Q&A. So this whole show is going to be about occult questions, questions you guys have wanted to ask him. The show is built upon the questions you have for him. So he's going to be coming on to get ready to take your questions. Get your questions ready. I know we're all fired up to do that. We're going to get ready to bring him on in just a moment. First, what I want us to do is we're going to move around a little bit. And so, you know how we do. It's the remix. It's the remix. So I want you guys to go ahead and stand up. Get yourself in position. Stand up. Stand up. Yeah, there you go. There you go. I see you over there. So I want you to stand up, and I want you to get ready to move. We're going to jam to this one. This is a good one. This is a throwback one. It's a really, really good one. It's a good throwback one. And just kind of let it move you how it moves you. We're going to get into that vibe. We're going to get ready to have Brother Panic come on. It is March, so we're definitely going to be marching our way forward here. And, you know, so Brother Panic is coming on. By the way, if you don't have your Panic Pack 2.0, make sure you hit Brother Panic up as well, too. And here we go. You ready? Y'all ready? I think you're ready. I don't know if you're ready. Yeah, I guess you're ready. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen and lowlifes, it is with outstanding pleasure that we are here to present tonight Slick Rick the Ruler and MC Ricky D doing their smash hit Mona Lisa. You know, like the picture. Anyway, I'd like to take this time out to bow before His Divine Majesty.
Can I kiss your hand? Your Highness. They await you.
Well, it was one of those days.
Not much to do.
I was chilling downtown
with my old school crew.
I went into a store
to buy a slice of pizza.
I bumped into a girl.
Her name was Mona. What?
Mona Lisa.
What?
Mona Lisa. So many. You know what I'm saying? So I said,
excuse me there.
My gosh, you look nice.
Put away your money.
I'll buy that slice.
She said, thanks. I'd rather a slice of you.
I'm just kidding, but that's awfully nice of you.
The compliment showed she had a mind in her. And when I smiled, I almost blinded her.
She said, great Scott, are you a thief? Seems like you have a mouthful of gold teeth.
Ha ha ha, I had to find that funny, so I said,
no child, I work hard for the money. And calling me a thief, please, don't even try
right?
it. Did I need to slice a pizza and be quiet?
She almost got cut short.
She knows scissors.
She tried to disrespect who?
The Grand Wizard.
Me?
What's your name,
MC Ricky D, but not to be so harsh, I said, to Mona Lee.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I know that's low class.
Please, yeah. Tell me a little about your past.
She said, well, I got courage, and I don't like courage.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to college, but I've got crazy knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Over 18, and my eyes are green.
Uh-huh.
I wear more gold than that man on 18.
Uh-huh.
Trim, slim, and I'm
yeah.
also light skin. Best believe Mona's a virgin.
A virgin?
Honey, needed a slap.
She tried to tell me she's a virgin.
With a yay white gap.
I said, it don't matter, see, I'm not picky.
What?
Let me throw my name out for you, it's Ricky.
Yeah.
Ravishing,
impressed,
outrageous, or careless.
Okay.
The tangos which I've got that I wear every day.
And why?
Why not?
Suffice not right that I recite tonight.
Quite polite like Walter Cronkite.
Well, just about then, Trevor, my friend, came in. He said,
hey, Rick, don't you know playing with these snakes is a sin?
He grabbed me by my shirt and pulled me right out the store, he said.
I don't want to see you playing with these lowlifes no more. Now come along, we have a party to attend with some real mature women and some more of our friends.
He held out a cab and he waited for a minute, and as the cab came, he thrusted me in it. And as we were leaving, ain't it dallied along, I could hear a melody as Mona sang a song.
If you see me walking down the street, and I start to cry, walk on by. Walk on by, a little bright. That's all that I have left, so let me hide the pain and the hurt that you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by.
Mona Lisa. So now we're going to go ahead and bring Brother Panic on as we get ready for Q&A live right here in the remix with Brother Panic. Peace, Brother Panic.
Peace. What's going on, Miss Lou?
Peace. What's good? Yeah. What's good?
Chilly most, coast to coast.
Yes, we can. We
can. Hot butter on the breakfast toast. All right, what's going on there, Remix family? Peace to everybody in the chat room. I've seen y'all all throwing up the peace signs. Maybe it's just too many to type. So, you know, we're going to give a peace to the whole Remix fam. What's going on and what's good?
Yes, yes. Everyone's excited. The big weekend is coming up. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Did you get a chance to play Baby Blue?
No, we didn't, but we can definitely
get that.
And you're kind of a little low.
I didn't think I heard. I'm sounding low. You sound
okay,
low?
Okay, yeah, let me go find Baby Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
You're sounding a little low.
All right, let me hold this mic because my best headphones died.
Oh.
So I'm using pair two, but if not, I might have to go phone to ear.
Okay. Let's see how you're sounding. We're going to play a little Baby Blue. No, I didn't get her in there. You know, mm-hmm. I was kind of, getting everything situated here. But let's get Baby Blue in here. She
mm-hmm.
definitely want to be in here. Here she go.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
There it is. Remix style.
I feel much better. Much, much better about this thing here.
That's what's
so
up.
So you say this is still low now? Is it low?
No. Actually, you sound really good now. No, you're good.
Okay.
So whatever you
right.
did, we're good to go. We're good.
All right. So... yes, as you pointed out, we're coming close on that magical weekend. You know what I mean? The lecture. If you don't know about
yes.
this lecture now, you're doing real bad. It seems that it's going to be a big affair because what I did last weekend was go around to some of people who were doing lectures and handed out information flyers then. And it seems real interesting. I didn't realize how popular I was. You know what I mean? Like, because I never go anywhere.
Right.
I stay at home, you know what I'm saying? And see, if people don't know this, let me be clear on it. I'm asked all the time to do an interview here, there, the other thing. But what I do is exclusively, especially on Blog Talk, everything comes through the Remix fam. You get what I'm saying? Now, if someone else asks me, believe you me, if I'm doing their show, it's because we had a prior relationship. So not to be mean or whatever, I'm just a total believer in dealing with energy, dealing with energy. And there's a certain energy here that does not need to be shaken up. There's a certain energy here with the Remix family that needs to be dealt with in a certain ritualistic way. And that's called Brother Panic Live in the Remix with your host, Ms. Blue. Other than that, you know, I'll just be a guy talking or another guy talking. So if it's going to be on Blog Talk Radio, let me. It's going to be on the Remix unless there's a special circumstance. You get what I'm saying? So people ask, and, you know, I've said this plenty of times before, but I'm not trying to be disrespectful or arrogant to your show. It's just that this is the commitment that I made. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, and if you want to look at it from another angle, right now, just on a question and answer show without a topic, in the beginning, we have 163 people in our room. The Remix family is very vast and very big. And so if there's something I have to say, this still would be the most logical place to say it if there was no other reason. So let's be clear on that. And as I pointed out, I really don't go many places, you know what I mean, in terms of the physical lecture circuit or deal with many other people outside of the Remix family and playing on Facebook. But since I have to now promote the lecture, I got the opportunity to, go to a couple of lectures. And I don't know how it happened, but I'm ooh, Brother Panic for whatever reason. So that alone was an interesting experience. And, like, Remix fam is everywhere. I went to one lecture, you know, I was just handing out flyers. She was, oh, hey, Brother Panic, and didn't say nothing else. It just kept going. I'm like, really? And then maybe about three or four people, oh. This is, y'all, like, Remix family is like gangbangers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hi, I'm Remix family. I'm expecting to throw up a sign. You know what I'm saying? Yo, what up, Panic? I'm Remix fam. You know what I'm saying? 365th, 4 Deuce Trey, nigga, Remix fam. You get what I'm saying? All blue, baby. So I met a few remixes. They was like, yeah, we didn't buy tickets, but we coming to the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. All right, players and playettes. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was there. Hip-hoppers and niggas with dashikis with no T-shirts on. You know what I'm saying? So Remix fam is very versatile, you know. So then we went to another second lecture, and, you know, I've seen some of the familiar faces, a few on Facebook, but basically the vendors. Right. I got to meet the vendors. The sister, she's always at the show. I'll be real surprised if she's not here now, but Abna, y'all will know her from the room. She's the one who's handling the vendors. And, you know, I got a chance to meet the vendors and, you know, real nice people with some real interesting products. You get what I'm saying? So it's going to be a master class. And this is what's interesting. This is how, as I pointed out earlier, the things I do, I based upon spiritual confirmation. So there was a sister. I was at the dollar store, you know what I'm saying? And there was a sister who knew Khadijah. And they were talking, but we didn't get the opportunity to be introduced. And she was like, oh, man, I forgot to introduce you to the sister. Da, 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 da. But, you know, she was very nice and, okay, peace, brother, and all of that. So then later that day, Abna says, oh, you need to be able to get on the radio down here to promote the show. They have a local radio station to promote the show. And she was telling me about the sister. Long story short, the sister who I seen the day before, it turned out to be her. And it turned out that she knew who the fuck I was. And then it turned the fuck out. Y'all probably know who she is. She signs on as Tupac L in the room. And I'm like, oh, I know you well. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, oh, I listened to all your shit. That day that girl called you an asshole. And you know, so she was down with the, she's down with the down. So those things are spiritual. So I said, anything you need me to do, I'll be happy to do. And, you know, in terms of, it helps for the lecture. But the trust factor was there because it was spiritual.
Right.
And what's interesting is, so I did the radio show. This is interesting. You know, you got to do you got to go in there and, you know, you got to be official. You know, and official for me means no cursing. You know what I mean? no cursing. So I had to, you know, go slow. But you know how I do. I didn't curse, but guarantee you that radio host, his name was the Witch Doctor. If the Witch Doctor didn't know who I am, he's on Google stuck right now on my YouTube page trying to figure out. I laid some heavy shit on him in 30 minutes that I could feel him laying on the ground. You know what I'm saying? So he got me in the mood because, you know, he's doing the radio thing. This is the Witch Doctor 89.3. We dealing with the Morris Synergy, and we got Brother Paddock on the line. I said, oh, snap, you about to get it. He going to change this mood just for spite. You get what I'm saying? So I want to shout out the Witch Doctor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he hooked us up, did a little promotion. And I think I have a new friend in the Witch Doctor. You know what I'm saying? So so things are going good with the lecture. It looks like it's going to be a nice turnout. You know, besides the Remix family, but I will say this. The Remix family has already paid, a whole heap of y'all have already paid in advance, which is very good. You're all on the list. So it will be a meet and greet type thing for the Remix. So if nothing else happens, a lot of the people y'all know in chat, y'all going to see face to face because they're going to be in one location. You know, and I've talked to Liam. He's ready. The place is ready. It's going to be a super rocking affair, and this is something we want to keep going once a month. Next month in April, it looks like it's going to be Brother Wayne Chandler. Very, you know, he's already just about ironing out the details. Now, if you are late on this, you can email me, AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com, to get your advance ticket. Also information about the lecture. So you want to come on and do that. You don't want to miss out on this one. This one is going to be very big, very spiritual. So you want to get your ass, you know, on the seat, you know, your ass on the train, the martyr, get your ass in the car, whatever it is you got to do to get here. Skip, get a pogo stick, whatever you have to do to get here. This is one you can get here for. Now, we're going to do questions and answers tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit about some spiritual things that are happening. I'm not going to bark on you. If you feel the need to be barked on, all you have to do is listen to the last shows I was on. That was a definite bark on. So this one, we're going to get down to some science. Also, one more thing I want to say. I want to give a shout-out to some of the elder women who came up to me on the lectures, and they were basically saying, Panic, don't you ever stop cursing. I like that shit you be doing. I go to the library and listen to your shit. So once again, I explain the science of cursing. There's a lecturer named Mitchell Gibson, and he was doing a lecture, and he said, well, the spirit really shows up. He had a word for it around a few things. One of the things he said was liquor, graveyards, pork, and cursing. So I said, liquor and graveyards, of course, you know, that's what we use in magical operations, you know what I mean? And we do know the spirits are present around those locations and that item, liquor. So I said, what about pork? And I did some channeling, and he said, oh, yeah, pork has trichinosis or worms. Worms are a gateway, you get what I'm saying? So what I was told, because, you know, I haven't eaten pork since the 80s, but you can take raw pork, put it by a tree, and do some things, you get what I'm saying, with nature, to bring some spirits through. But I can't get with this cursing. I don't see that, because the only real curse is the word damn. And then, you know, fuck and all of that are just made-up curse. If I say shite, you wouldn't care. Culo, you wouldn't really care. But those are curses in those languages. You get what I'm saying? So, So I that one I wasn't with until I got a channel. Because I used to hear myself, or people would send me clips of some of the lectures I've done, and I would literally be sitting there for like 40 seconds to a minute, not even realizing it's me, because I don't even curse that much. And I couldn't figure out, why am I cursing? It's like, what the fuck you said, because fuck that, fuck this. I'm like, I don't even talk like that. And then I realized, in thinking back with Mitchell and went to go channel this, those curses are blockades, because what I do is teach methodology. And some people say, I can't hear nothing but the curses. That means the curses are blocking them from hearing the message that's in between because they are not ready for it. So if you have the fortitude to sit through and hear what you believe to be profanity, but hear the light in between that, that's because your spirit is lined up with it and you're ready for it. Because everything I leave you with is something to do. And if you ain't supposed to be doing it, all you will hear is fuck, snot, fart, and booger. You get what I'm saying? And so I'm comfortable with that. And so it used to bother me a little bit because, again, as I walk the planet, I don't curse like that. You get what I'm saying? And I grew up with my father who said cursing is for someone who doesn't have the words to express themselves. So this has had, this has always been something on my mind. But constantly, and I told you this before and it's documented, the elder woman will come up to me and tell me to continue cursing. Tell me to continue cursing. So there was a sister who did it yet again. No, and that, they'll start off with that. Oh, I don't mind the cursing. Keep cursing like that. You get what I'm saying? So all of that, to, you know, to put that information out there for those who think it's just random emotions that's going on. And, like, even tonight in the chat room, somebody said, well, Panic sounds mad. I need y'all to understand this. None of what I do is emotional. You, if you don't understand this by now, then leave. This is a lecture. I talk in a way to hype you up to go get a fucking book, to hype you up to go do something. When I walk around the planet, I am a laid-back guy. I don't care. I could care less. All of that shit that you hear here is a performance. With the information, I have to perform this information so it riles you up. I could talk to you like in a regular conversation, but that doesn't do anything. You get what I'm saying? That doesn't do anything from you. You get what I'm saying? So don't get to, people are coming to meet me, and I can see they don't know how to react. I tell them, hey, how you doing? Okay. And I'm not, then they relax, but they think, I'm going to say, don't say Hotep to me, motherfucker. It ain't got nothing to do with that. You get what I'm saying? So we need to, we got to understand the difference. This is an entertaining lecture to hype you up with the information in it, but hope it inspires you enough to go study something. If you really want to know, this is not really that emotional for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm in control of my emotions, and I'll tell you why now. So we're going to – I don't want to talk all night. I'm going to give you a little bit of what's going on now, what y'all need to put on your agenda. Then we're going right to the phones. 2 days of phones because we missed out the last time. What y'all need to focus on now is the feminine and masculine balance within. The feminine and masculine balance within. We're still drawing comparisons. Today is National Women's Day. Today is the Raise Up the Man Day. These things should be balanced and already raised up in you. Balanced and already raised up in you. No one should have to show you reminders. You shouldn't have to put up pictures to remind yourself. I mean, do it if you want to, but this is what I'm talking about your in internal understanding of it. Understand that we need to deal with not the characteristics of a man or the characteristics of a woman. You will fail each time. We have all been through a Holocaust and all that shit is off balance. What you need to be dealing with is the divine feminine and the divine masculine in you and know how they both work. You get what I'm saying? Know what it is they do. Now, you understand when you look at most Egyptian hieroglyphs, you'll see the left foot forward, right? Understand that the left foot, the left foot is controlled by the right side of your brain, as the right foot is controlled by the left side of your brain. The right side of your brain is the feminine brain. The left side of your brain is the masculine brain. Now, the feminine brain deals with eternity, cycles of time, ritual, magic, altered states, heart, intuition, and so on and so forth. What this tells you is the feminine energy is your pathway to a magical world, the end. If you have a logical mind, as logical you may be, you are not going to get into where you need to be. Why the Egyptians drew the left foot forward? Because what they were saying is this is to be controlled by the right brain. The feminine brain. You need to walk with your left foot forward or your right brain leading. You get what I'm saying? Now, and I'm going to bring it to the balance. But you need to understand, Everyone has a right brain, therefore everyone controls this feminine energy. Vagina
That's
or
right.
penis has nothing
That's
to
right.
do with it. Vagina
nothing
or penis has
yeah.
nothing to do with it. This is the feminine energy inside
right.
of you. So you need to understand the power of right. the divine feminine, not the power of how pretty her eyes look. Even though her eyes may be very pretty, but
right.
this is you got to separate it. You got to separate it. Because if the principle of the feminine, if you wrap it up into the dysfunction that we all have become, you're going to be misled. You're going to be waiting for something. You're going to be waiting for her to go back to Africa
yeah.
to get pristine. You're going to be waiting for the kids to do something.
Right.
You're going to be waiting for her to dress a certain way, her to stop cursing, the black woman to stop doing that.
Right.
Because it's like you're waiting on the feminine, but don't realize the feminine divine is in you. And that's what you're supposed to be cultivating to deal with your magical mindset. The Egyptians, if you don't believe me, the Egyptians are telling you by left foot forward. You can look at the pharaohs.
Forward, yes.
You can look at some of the, by the time
yeah,
they get
the
in Abydos, the war of Abydos in the warring hieroglyphs, you'll see the pharaohs who fight with a right foot forward. Because they're telling you these guys are in off balance and there's distance in their foot. You'll see how wide their foot is.
Yes.
You'll see how wide their foot is.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the Egyptian goddesses with the left foot are slightly forward. Most of the men are a little bit further forward, meaning they have to go into the deeper of the feminine. Most of the pharaohs, the right foot is forward, which means the left brain controls them. The left brain deals with history,
mm-hmm.
linear time, dogma, rationality, waking reality, and science. All of those things are how you,
mm-hmm.
Are basically how you manipulate between Earth. But to go beyond in that subconscious mind, you have to tap into the feminine, the hole, the black hole, the dark doorway, which represents what you do not know to bring forth something you do know. Later on, you could define it in the terms of science and call it your waking reality. That's the left brain concept. But what they're trying to tell you is the divine feminine is the way into the magical gate. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You really need to know that.
Yeah.
This is what's happening
yeah.
now. This is what's happening now in the spirit. This is what they're telling me to tell you people, which is very important for you to know this now. You get what I'm saying? The crook, the crook and the flail. And usually you'll see the staff. The crook represents emotion. The flail represents mind. That's why they cross. And the staff represents body. These things have to be dealt with. These things have to be dealt with so you can start to receive consciousness. If any of these things are not right, you cannot even receive true consciousness, cosmic consciousness. Not earthly consciousness, not why the bus ran and why it rains on Tuesdays, cosmic consciousness. You get what I'm saying? The crook, emotion.
Yes.
That's your chakras. If your chakras are out of mind, you're
mm-hmm.
even that's why I'm telling you today, when you think I'm talking a certain way, that I am somehow emotionally pulled by how much you don't study. Or how much you do study. You get what I'm saying? It's up to you to get it. I'm not emotionally pulled
right.
anyway. Why not? Not because I'm better, because I understand a concept of you need to control your emotion for balance. Your chakras are energy centers which deal with all the emotions you feel down here. You get what I'm saying? The flail is the mind. From day one, I've told you the importance of meditation. Controlling your mind, conquering your fear. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
To do that
right.
is how you receive consciousness. If you have an emotional hold on whatever the fuck ever, and we could just say religion and groups, even groups you think is high, you get
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You just got a new vocabulary
right.
with the same stuck motif. You are emotionally attached, and everything you see, feel, receive in terms of conscious information will go to your emotional and waste away and whatever. It won't go
right.
where it needs to go, which is the heart. The heart is the true brain. So what does that mean? It means you must study this with unconditional love. And unconditional love means you must study this information with unconditional mentality. So if you are in a group or you have an idea and then you study to only enhance that idea, or as long as it don't color outside of whatever group you are in, you are not feeding your heart with unconditional love. Remember, the heart's the brain. You're feeding the ego with that shit you call the brain on top of your head that gives you organization. See, understand, it's all about the heart. And what you think is the brain represents the pharaoh. But the pharaoh, if you know, Bobby Hedges said this many a time, had no power. The priesthood had the power, the doers. The pharaohs just set up structure for the people. You get what I'm saying? So your brain sets up structure and looks like this one for the people. It's a showpiece. But your heart is the real initiate, the real transformative, the real transformative crown. Mm-hmm. If you look at your hypothalamus gland, it is the same shape as the upper crown, upper white crown of Egypt. They was telling you with them crowns on their head to really be crowned. The true kingdom starts in the thalamus gland, which is behind the heart. Y'all need to get this shit together. Unconditional love is unconditional study, meaning you study no matter where this shit takes you. You don't study it to become a better Moor or a better Nuwabian or better Islam or better whatever or better Buddha or better magician or better dark side nigga or whatever it is you're trying to be. You need to leave that shit at the door. You need to leave that shit at the door and have unconditional love for what this information, because that's what you're receiving when you receive this light, is love. So if you have a condition, you already done fucked it up. You get what I'm saying? That's what's going down now.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You'll notice that staff of most of these Egyptian statues do not touch the ground.
Right.
It represents spiritual alertness. It represents you are a spiritual being incarnated here, having a human experience. That's what that means, meaning you do not touch the ground. This is more important. Your body is here, but your but you resonate at another frequency, and you always have the ability to go there. You always have the ability to go there. You just need to know yourself. You need to know yourself. You have the ability to get out of here. I said it before, and I say it again. If you think I'm tickling around with this, show me the hieroglyph where it says it's great to be a fucking human, and that's what we should be doing. It doesn't exist. If you all ancestry and honorary this and committed that, then what that means, quite simple, is you need to be doing the work or pick up on the work that they were doing. And what they were doing, you would say they were obsessed with death. But what they were trying to do is show people this is what this shit is about. How to die, how not to fear death, and not get your ass stuck here again. You get what I'm saying? The energy system in your body.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the glands. Each gland, each chakra is connected to a gland. Each gland secretes hormones. When you are, for instance, there's a lower the womb. There's a gland in the sacral chakra that looks like the red crown, or what they've been calling the lower crown of Egypt. You get what I'm saying? So they'll speak on when a baby's born. The thymus gland, which is in the heart, is much bigger than it eventually shrinks and atrophies, but it's connected to the birth, the womb. So the lower crown and the upper crown connect. You get what I'm saying? The red crown, which is connected to the root chakra, the womb, and the white crown, which is actually the heart. Get it together. You need to be studying this shit and stop playing with this shit. You get what I'm saying? Stop playing with this shit. When you go to a whole other level, the idea of working with your chakras, because these glands will atrophy. Like, for instance, when you're going through puberty, more melanin shoots down, and the pituitary regulates this melanin. And all of this starts to shrink as you get out of puberty. The idea is because you're not using it for nothing magical. When you open these glands up or these chakras up for something magical, these elixirs start to turn into different things. We already know that water to wine is melanin in the brain. In they call it crystalline dew, because that's where the heaviest melanin is at the top of the brain, which looks like the canopy of the universe, stars. And this water into wine starts to turn into DMT if you charge it magically. Your thoughts are light and energy. You charge it with your thoughts. The problem is you thinking wrong. You thinking wrong. You get what I'm saying? We need to get our funk on correctly.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? The pineal gland is called the holiest of holies.
Yeah.
The pineal gland is called the holiest of holies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it was called in Egypt, the temple of man, Luxor. It's an initiation through the entire body of man. Squalor de Lubis decoded this. He was one of them white boys who said, yeah, this shit is black. John Anthony West married Squalor de Lubis' daughter. You can see John Anthony West's books. You can get Squalor de Lubis' books. And they are those Egyptologists who are not funded. You get what I'm saying? There's a band of Egyptologists that are funded that give you false information. And then there's another group of Egyptologists. What's the dude? Robert Bouval, I believe, wrote the Orion's Mystery. There are another ones who would just do this research on their own dime. And they come up with the truest information they can about this old world shit. You get what I'm saying? And so you got to know the difference between the two. When somebody with the bullshit versus someone who's trying. But with your melanin and your recall and your Akasha, you could outdo them easy. All you need is that clue to bump to break through your logical left brain, and you're there.
Right.
You just got to know the concept, and you're there. You get what I'm saying? But you'll see also show you how important this at this particular time to balance these. See, most of these temples you will walk through, there will be a doorway with the winged disc of Heru over it. There will be a vulture and a snake, masculine and feminine. What that meant is you must be balanced to walk through this door. You can't have the agenda of I'm the god, she's the god. That doesn't matter. It's all within you. You are the god and the goddess, meaning you must leave your earthly ego behind before you walk through that gate, because you will be fucked up. And it's happening now. I told you this before, and I'll tell you again. I used to think, because you hear, oh, you fuck with that dog shit, you're going to go crazy. It took me years later to realize what fucking crazy is. Crazy is the nigga on Facebook named Amun-Ra. I'm Imhotep Bey, Mayat, Els, Boogie, Tupac, Allah. That's the crazy nigga. You get what I'm saying? It ain't crazy like you're going to be talking to a fire hydrant and eating goddamn grass. It's crazy where your ego is out of control, and the same information that I hear is the same information that you hear, and you hear it, you are feeding your ego, while the next man who's true to this, pure of heart, as I pointed out. That's what the whole thing means of taking a sword out the stone, being pure of heart, meaning you succeed and you go to the next level. The stone represents your heart. The sword also represents kundalini.
Yeah.
So you have to open up the heart gateway. That's the gateway. How do you do it? Unconditional love, which means, in this case, unconditional study. So if you have not opened, if you have not opened that, the light that you're getting is funneled to your brain, which is your ego. So most you can study as three times as much as I did. If it's not entering the right channel or the right place, is going to your brain. Well, you mentioned, well, how do you do that? I don't know if I'm wrong. Well, I'm going to tell you again. How you do it is you have to, when you go study, whatever it is you decide to study, you must do it dispassionately. You must do it without agenda.
Yes.
You must do it, you want to know for nothing more than the sake of knowing.
Oh, yes.
You want to know for nothing more than the sake of knowing. You are a junkie just to for knowledge. You're not a – see, most people – I have people tell me all the time, I want to know this so I can tell somebody else. Well, you fucked up. You fucked up because you just tell me why you study just to tell somebody else. You get what I'm saying? That's an ego thing. That's an ego thing, simple and plain.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the ego is.
Right.
I did a show before on the ego. So don't think the ego is somebody who's a snazzy dresser and talks like they the shit. That's not in the occult. That doesn't matter. In the occult, that doesn't matter. The ego here is what it is you think you are. What it is you think you are, and what
that's
it is you think you gave. Yeah. The ego will do anything to fool you. Say anything to fool you. The line from the movie I've been telling y'all niggas to see forever, Revolver, an entire occult movie, which is not only fun to watch, one of the most informative movies on the ego thus far. Guy Ritchie directed it. It's called Revolver. Mm-hmm. Andre 3000 is in it. And the punchline, I'm giving it away. If you ain't watched this by now, then you deserve just to hear it.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Because I've been telling this for a long time.
Right.
In fact, there was a young brother named Maurice who figured out this movie and told me, and Bobby told me. Now, I'm going to sit this damn water. In that movie, the punchline is your greatest enemy has been close to you the whole time. And then it turns out your own mind is your greatest enemy. Your own mind is your greatest enemy. If it's out of control, patriarchy ain't just about men up, bitches down. It's about throwing you off your magic. That's the gateway in.
Yes.
So patriarchy is more than just saying, bitch, be cool. You know what I'm saying? That shit is about saying, let me show you how to take the power away from these people and make them earthlings.
Make them earthlings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are an earthling based upon left brain thought. And it ain't just women hate women, too. How many women? Oh, I love all the women here.
I only
get along with a few women. That's poison as well. That's poison. You've been poisoned as well.
That's right.
A vagina is not a get-in free pass. A vagina is not a get-in free
pass.
This is about the divine feminine and understanding the power in the attributes. The attributes of the feminine versus the masculine. The attributes. When you understand the attributes, you can do work. If you are passionate and emotional about it, you think about your mama and your girlfriend and your daughter, which is nice because secondary, the feminine and the masculine are representations. The man and women are representations of the feminine and masculine. There's no doubt about that. But you got to understand, we are so corrupt, we can't take man and woman at face value anymore. We cannot take man and women at face value anymore.
Sure.
We have been degraded into something else. It's just something else. So we have to go back direct. We can't even learn the lessons of masculine and feminine through man and women, not many anymore, not on the level that we as conscious people should be dealing with this. So the idea here is you need to study and understand the divine dispassionately. Understand it as a scientist would, not as a person trying to prove that they beautiful in the first place person on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Do it as a scientist is not crying over his experiment. He's doing what he needs to do. We are scientists here. I expect nothing less. And people say, well, panic, everyone's so panicked, but humans are supposed to make mistakes. And humans, of course they are, but I'm not talking to humanity. I want to say this, and we're going to get to the question and answers, that I'm talking to people who are making the commitment to step up and go to the next level. If you are not, you don't concern me, and I'm not even concerned with you. So you need to I'm talking to people who saying, look, I feel that I need something to go to the next place. I'm talking to full-blooded alchemists, scientists, masters in training.
Right.
Get what I'm saying? Evolutionists. Anybody else who's trying to promote or, you know, because people tell me, trying to tell me how great humanity is and humanity is supposed to be like that. I'm not a fucking humanist. Get it through your head. I'm not a humanist. I know what humanity does. I've been here long enough to know what it does. We're talking about people who need to go beyond this.
Right.
If you're confused about it, that's what the Egyptians were doing. You get what I'm saying? They understand it is everywhere. Everywhere in hieroglyphs, you see the papyrus, and you see them pulling a lotus. A lotus. The lotus is feminine. The papyrus is masculine. They're trying to show you this shit is one and the same. It goes which way the process is the masculine comes out of the feminine. That's why you'll see a lot of the Egyptian statues, the women holding on to the man or the woman behind the man, where in Islam they corrupted that shit into the woman's supposed to walk behind the man. But it actually means the woman is presenting the man. You get what I'm saying? So the divine feminine, as we know, is that XY and X, we're just one broken off from that feminine. We all feminine until we get that extra X or Y, whatever it is, because the feminine energy is the gateway that pushes out our masculine energy. You get what I'm saying? It's just the process between the two. It's not to be looked at, because if you look at it, well, the woman is better because she brings forth the man, then you're looking at, then you just created an imbalance in yourself again. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
The Egyptians were posted side by side. So the feminine, once you understand that you are the feminine energy and you are the masculine energy, this is just how you rock between each other. You get what I'm saying? So the feminine is always presenting or her arm is around him saying, I brought you this guy. Because we remember the mother's the first teacher. The feminine is the first teacher. So every son or man, every man is a son that was presented by to the world by some woman. So if you say that's a badass, Imhotep-ass Denzel nigga, some woman presented this nigga.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? That's how we rock.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
It's not in balance or one is better. This is what we are. We are one thing. So this is what we are. And in the polarity down here, we're trying to explain how this goes between feminine and masculine. We're in the place of polarity, of separation. That's our problem. So when you get this representation of feminine and masculine, they're showing you how you were separated, how to come back together. You get what I'm saying? It's as simple as that. You know what I mean? In the there's a brother named Kalindi did a lecture on the DMT spirit molecule. And he explained how they use different lotuses with Ayakusha type mixture to actually take this to activate the DMT molecule in the holiest of holies, meaning in the top chamber in the temple of Luxor, the body of man, in the top chambers where it went down.
Right.
That's you going through there. You would go through the whole steps of becoming the shaman until you get to the head, if you will. You get what I'm saying? Also, I think I'm saying, it's the Temple of Love, so the body of man. I believe so. You know, I'm bad with names like that.
Yeah,
but they also have a sperm cell.
Right.
Okay, they have a sperm cell on the wall. And to this day, they can't figure out how can the Egyptians, the Kemite people, know what a sperm cell look like without a microscope. That's how. So if you listen to these Egyptologists, you know what I'm saying. They're standing in the pyramid that they cannot build, wondering how they got a sperm cell up there. They can't. The very place they stand there in, they can't figure that out. But like, they're baffled how we knew what a sperm cell looks like. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I want to say this. I want to say this. Kalindi proved it. In his lecture, you could get that now. He's on Facebook now. His daughter's on Facebook. His wife's on. You can get that. DMT the Spirit, I believe DMT the Spirit Model, or whatever it was, is also a book. But he goes into detail about the body of man. He's saying all of this. They were doing ritual there. They were doing nothing but astral traveling. When they would get under these goddamn lotus drugs, the black lotus was the strongest. That's the last you could do. The hieroglyphs would come in 3D. Da, 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 and that's how they got their information. So let me say it to you right now. The Kemite Egyptian niggas, all that shit that got on the wall is from drugs. Drugs. Astral traveling. Shamanistic experience. So you sitting around with this logical left brain, we need to be initiated. That's a fail. That's a fail. Someone had to bring all of this information. No one was born here with the Book of the Dead. They had to channel it. Channel it. We need to understand the science and power of our channel. Even in other ancient societies, shamanistic societies, when they use the Ayakusha, the channel, when they come back to the waking state of mind, they would draw half animal, half man deities and motifs. The same half animal, half man that you see in the Kemetic hieroglyphs. Meaning that's very close. Why are they seeing these in this astral world, these half man, half spirit, and they chronicled this all across the world, including Kemite. You get what I'm saying? Kemet rather. So this to say, we need to understand the power of astral travel, lucid dreaming, and to trust our own spirit. I'm sick of people having spiritual experiences that asking me to validate it for them. You get what I'm saying? Make it so. You get what I'm saying? Like Jean-Luc Picard on Star Trek. They say, yo, we got to do this. Make it so, number one. So that's my new answer to you. Make it so, number one. So if you think it's the most phony baloney shit that you don't figure it out, my answer to you is make it so. Why not? What rule book are you following that says you did it wrong or right? Why do you need me to tell you what you've seen is what you've seen? What you've seen is what you've seen. You're the only one you need to convince. The only master, true master teacher is your motherfucking self. Because you ain't, no matter what I say or whoever say or this one that I'm going to say, it don't matter until you learn it from you, until you convince yourself, until you become the student of yourself and yourself tells you, I have made it so, number one. So it doesn't matter. You don't need me to convince. If you need me to convince you, you just need me to appease your ego, to make you feel you doing something right with someone whose information that you like. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to do you one better. I'm not going to keep you on the hook like that. Because believe you me, if I wanted to keep your ass on the hook, oh, I could tell you, that's easy. See what I'm saying? See, that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. I'm not even emotional right now. Because if I was emotional, I would just be, seem like I would just be ranting and going on. I'm very in control, which means if I needed to control you or wanted to control you, I'm not so emotional that I don't know what to say. Oh, email me and I'll break down all your spiritual experiences. That means I get to dominate and tell you what spiritual experience that you had. You get what I'm saying? So be aware of that. If someone is telling you what spiritual experience, that what it means constantly, that or not allowing you to grow into figuring it out yourself, that means I can control you. If I tell you why you keep seeing your grandmother, it's a bad thing. You in a bad place. I tell you it's a good thing, you in a good place. You got to figure it out. You got to make it so, number one. You get what I'm saying? So we're going to get to the question and answers.
Right.
And this is a spiritual message that came through. It's something we need to work on. I hope you should always have something on your plate. You need to get this on your plate. You really do. You need to line up with this evolution. Two things are happening. This world's going to evolve without you. And you're gonna evolve just like any other Christian, or you could be conscious in your evolution. That's a whole different type of work. That is the greatest work you can do on the planet.
That's the
greatest work you do on the planet is to raise others. That's the best thing you can do. Others who seek light. You can't go into a crowd and say, "Guess what I got for you." Others who seek light. So you have to have that light to be able to give it. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't
That's
come in
right.
a pep talk. You get what I'm saying?
It. That's right.
It doesn't come in a pep talk. So
That's right.
11:10, and we're going to go to the questions and answers, but y'all need to listen to that. Or you study it. All you cheerleaders, go ahead, finish cheerleading.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Here we go. We're about to go to question and answers right now with Brother Panic. We're getting an echo.
From me?
I think so, yes. Well, it went away, so whatever it was.
Okay.
No, it's still kind of there. It's still there.
Yeah, if I have to call in, we'll never get it. You might have to call me back. Is it echoing really bad?
Well, we're going to keep going. It's there, but we'll try to see how we can kind of calm it a little bit. We'll see how we can comment. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to questions. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for questions for Brother Panic. I see you guys on the line, so we're going to go to the phone lines right now. Do you have your computer speakers on or something or a headset? Yeah, because the echo.
Mine are off. It's on mute. Ugh. It might be our connection. I'm gonna try to take these headphones off. It might be these headphones. Let me try to take them off if it changes. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, Blue.
We're live in the remix, everybody. Yes, we're still here.
Can you hear me? Is it still echoing?
Say something.
Is it still echoing?
No, it's not echoing. No.
Alright, it's those headphones.
It's good.
Yeah, I gotta get some new headphones too.
Okay, so here we go. We're gonna go. I'm gonna look down the board. I think we have some international callers calling in. If you're on the phone line and you have a question, press 1 so that we know that you're here for a question for Brother Panic. We're gonna go to the caller. It looks like calling in from 420. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 4201?
420. Hello, good night.
4201.
Yeah, I think he's there. Hello.
Hi, good night. Yeah, the number has been coming up real crazy these days. I'm sorry about that. That's why I didn't recognize.
That's Griffin?
Yes. Night, Mr. Panic. Night, Mr. Blue.
What are you
doing? I'm cool.
Greetings, Griffin. Griffin from Jamaica. Yes.
Yes, miss. The question I had is this. I've been noticing a lot of movies coming up are to be released with mirrors. Also, myself kind of been playing around with it, but I wanted to find out if there is any literature you could recommend or anything like that, apart from just Googling and stuff like that.
Okay, say that one more time, Griffin. I couldn't hear you. You said movies coming up with what now?
With mirrors. With a lot of mirrors. So I was just wondering, and myself being a bit interested in mirrors, I was just wondering if there is any particular text or book that you could...
I would go, if you just know the occult definition of mirrors, you can look at it two ways. It could be looked at as a gateway, or it could be looked at as the illusion. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on what they're saying about the movie. Mm-hmm. So, like, there was a movie called Mirrors, and I believe some spirits were on the other side of the mirror. So that, it looks like a gateway. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Mirrors is also connected to water. So it depends on what they're saying. If you know that, you know what I'm saying, when you see the movie called Mirrors, you'll see what they're saying. They're either saying, we're trying to bring something here, or we're trying to lock something in an illusion, put them on the other side of the mirror. You get what I'm saying? There was a TV show called Heroes, and one of the women, her powers were she would turn into a twin, but the twin would be in the mirror. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it represents another dimension. You get what I'm saying? It represents another dimension. And like I said, if you're just looking at yourself, it represents vanity or the illusion. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? So it represents the illusion, too, as well. You get what I'm saying? The ego. You get what I'm saying? So it depends. You really got to see what the point the movie is trying to make to really understand if you were just trying to decode something with mirrors. But if anything,
not
I'm sure.
Just for the movie, still in the like for, you know, in your general work. So that's why I'm really asking.
Oh, in general work, just find something on the dark mirror, magic mirror or dark mirror, scrying. If you're looking for something to expand on mirrors, just find any book. With something like scrying, or a dark mirror, you could throw a rock at Amazon and find one. So there's no particular book for that, unless somebody has one that they found to be really good. But you could just find, this Google scrying. I think it's scrying, right? I think so.
Yeah, man. We can get that. Thanks a lot.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
Yes.
And I soon get your stuff out to you, sir.
Oh, yes. Griffin does artwork. I don't know who Griffin was. Y'all should see some of his artwork. He's done something. He did something for me. He did a few things, but something for me that I was able to print out and use called the Milk Thistle Fairy. And you know what I'm saying? Milk Thistle is good for the liver. So when I was doing something to clean out the liver, keep the liver healthy, because, you know, it's basically a body filter, I put up that Milk Thistle Fairy. You know what I'm saying? The Milk Thistle Fairy has been doing work. So there's a few people who email me when I mentioned it the first time, like, how do I get the Milk Thistle Fairy? You know what I'm saying? So, Griffin, you want to give out your email and if people could contact you directly? Is that the thing?
Yeah, well, what I can do with Miss Blue's permission, of course, is to post the website in the chat room.
With Miss Blue's permission.
With Miss Blue's permission.
Yes, you can do that, Griffin. Yes.
Thank you, Mama.
Put it out there.
Okay. And
you're welcome, Griffin.
You know, there's a lot of people on the phone lines, too, Griffin.
Yes,
so you may
thank you very much.
Because they're going to email me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you can save them. You can give them a shortcut.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
you can you can give out the phone number now. Give out the website now on the phone. Do it.
It's
Sound Fish.
Put it in the chat room, Griffin. I'll put it up after
do
the show.
Whatever you need.
It's okay.
I'll send
them
your email. I'll send them your email if they email
we'll do
me.
It,
but he has
we'll
a lot
do it
of
in,
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say put it up, Griffin, and what I'll do after the show, I'll just tag it in the show notes. And so anybody that gets the show, they can get it. And, of course, they know how to reach out to you. They know you're here in the remix, and they know how to reach out to, you know, Brother Panic and as well. So, you know, we'll get it out there. Okay.
Exactly.
It's okay.
All right.
We'll let you
Night,
do
everyone.
It spiritually when you're ready. So go ahead.
All right, Griffin.
All right. All right. Peace. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
334?
Hey, what's going
yes,
on? This is
we
Equality.
Can. Who's on the line, please?
This is Equality calling from Alabama.
Peace.
Peace, Brother
Greetings,
Panic.
Equality.
Blue. I had a two-part question. I had an experience maybe like in 2008, I was in Korea, and on an astral plane, this, I say deity or whatever, you know, it kind of ran up on me. It looked almost like African, like kind of a warrior type thing or something, you know what I mean? He didn't say nothing. I kind of just sensed the fact that it was like he was checking me out, like, what are you doing here type of thing, you know what I mean? So maybe like, okay, that happened, then like the next day, I went to, like, a Buddhist temple out there, and when I walked into, when you're walking in the gates, they have these four statues, and I was told that they was the protectors or whatever, but the weird thing was, like, one of them statues, he was kind of painted brown, and it was the you know, the deity that I had saw. Now, mind you, at this time, I wasn't into any of this stuff, so I didn't know nothing about, you know. I just knew it was like an experience, but I wasn't sure about it. So, like, the last 6 or 7 months, I've been listening to y'all and studying and trying to do my work. And so now I've been trying to find out some more information on that, and I come to find out that it's something like the four heavenly kings or something like that. And I'm just trying to see if you have any, like, books or any way which you could tell me that I could try to get some more information and see how those, you know, what those deities are, who else they translate into, because I know a lot of times, like... You know,
it'll translate into something that you know. Now, whatever you gotta, this is where you really would have to study. See, when you hear like four heavenly kings, that's just the four cardinal points. It could be also the four angelic, the archangels. So you gotta kind of there's no way to get a shortcut because you kind of gotta know what four means. And where it shows up, so you can do your own correspondence. So, if I were to heard, I've never heard of the four, but it's the same thing over and over. You get what I'm saying? There's four sons of Horus. You get what I'm saying? So they're talking about these cardinal points or cardinal energies. So now, more than that, this is what I would do. I would focus on that dude with the brown. Now, I don't know how long you've been listening to the remix, but you can always email me at Panic Pack for older shows, where I give technique after technique on how to lucid dream, astral travel, contact spirits. You can contact that spirit again.
Right.
Now, in my opinion, I believe that spirit was you. You get what I'm saying? A part of you that led you, because you were so close to where you needed to be at that temple, led you to that temple that day. Really, you don't have to get nothing logical, but just by going in that temple, in that energy grid, it can activate some stuff in you, and you find yourself here in the remix today just because something in you needed to be activated. You get what I'm saying? So who's to say with that? It could be you, could be a named deity, depending on if you work with iron, it could be Ogun. If you work with fire, it could be the Shango, or you could name it as long as you want.
That was my next question I was going to ask, because I've been kind of searching it, and I also with the Shango energy, I didn't know if I could match it up with it, because I know the Shango is dealing with the lightning and thunder.
Fire,
and I'm always, I don't know, seeing images or with thunder, and I got the Cyclomancy book and stuff, you know, and I was listening to one of the shows when you were saying how to, you know, bring things to you or whatever, and for some reason I always gravitated towards that, like, lightning-type energy.
Right. I would say don't obsess over who that was as much as the experience
the message
is a little bit more important than who that was, because technically you're supposed to be at a point where you can contact and talk to anybody who you want to. You get what I'm saying? That's what psychomancy, herb packs, and all the rest of that for, to equip you so you don't have to have these random experiences and then they stick with you, you know, but one time this, that you can create any experience that you so choose or deal with any experience, question, and get an answer that you so choose. So that's where you're actually going. So
I wouldn't find out who that bitch was and then contact him pretty much.
I want you to hear this. I wouldn't really worry about who it was. All you need to know was the spirit that got your ass to that temple. Good looking out. This is what that tells me. You were important enough. You were important enough for the spirit to get you there.
Yeah.
That's all I would really need to know. You get me saying? If it was so hard for me to find out who that was. See, if you will get to the point where you can talk to spirits, you keep fucking with psychomancy, the herb pack, all the meditations that I give out for absolutely free, you'll eventually get to a point where it's no thing to ask that person. It'll be no thing just to ask that. You know what I'm saying? You know, call him back. But until then, like I said, you don't want to obsess as that. That's like, that will be a carrot that will always be in front of you that you'll never catch. So you don't need to do that. All you really need to do is know that motherfucker got me to that temple. And going to that temple got my black ass live in the remix. You get what I'm saying?
Whereas everybody else
is at, you know what I'm saying, a goddamn Little Weezy concert. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that tells me that there's something in you that's important. You get what I'm saying? And all that really needs to say that after that, you're in the right place. You know what I'm saying? Right. Just to cultivate.
Well,
you get
I got one more thing, and I'm going to let you go. The other thing I wanted to ask about is not about dreams, but dealing with magnetic forces in dreams. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ever since I was a child, I always had dreams where I might be fighting certain deities or something, and I'm using magnetic forces, like pushing and pulling. You know what I'm saying? And this was before I ever grew up, you know, or later on seen these things in movies where maybe, like, you know, in old horror flicks where you see them throw somebody. But I was experiencing this before that, so I'm trying to figure out what can I find on that? Because I've searched the internet for magnetic forces and dreams, different things like that, but I really can't come up with
nothing. Nah, this you could go to Amazon and say this right, healing with magnets. There's nothing but magnet book after magnet book after. Put them in your shoes, put them in the bed, turn them this way. Magical configurations for everything. Now remember, we're on a circle. Golden Age, Bronze Age, Golden Age, Silver Age, Bronze Age, Iron Age. Back to the Golden Age in a circle. Now, the idea is we need to get off this circle because we ain't going nowhere but in a circle. So this is nothing new for us. You get what I'm saying? We've been at the height of this motherfucker. We the same motherfuckers who was there back then. And the magnetism of this planet now is what's fucked up. That's why we can't get shit done. That's why it's hard to get shit done. Why we are now in a place where the energy is increasing. You get what I'm saying? So that's why those aren't just fantasy dreams. Those are actually recalls that you're going through. So that's your spirit telling you, get with magnets. You know what I'm saying? You don't need a book. Go to a hardware store and buy a shitload of magnets and just see what happens. Experiment is the key when you're dealing with this science. Like any other scientist, what do scientists do? Experiment.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You a scientist. Experiment. You know what I'm saying? Go get that. There's books on it. You know what I'm saying? And these are the books that's so detailed on Amazon. If not, I'll tell you, go ask Wayne Chandler. You get what I'm saying? Go ask Dr. Lean Bay. They deal with more magnetical work in their meditation. They'll tell you a shitload of books you can do. Shit, you can ask my aunt. You know what I'm saying? I remember my aunt coming over, you know, lay on magnets and do this with the magnets, this and that. So all I do, they under the bed, they in my shoes. But that's your power. So you need to get with them. You know what I'm saying?
I just notice, like, I'll be in a dream and it'll be like I can feel something either sucking me in or I'm using it to push away type shit. So that's what's up. I'm going to go get some magnets and I'm like,
experiment. Play around with it. Put them under the bed, under the pillows, and all the rest of it. You can buy magnets. You can go to any yoga store, any of that new age, just I mean a magnet mat. You get a whole mat that you put under your whole entire bed. So, I mean, they've been using magnets in conscious healing. It actually balances you out and pulls positive ions out of your body, makes it prep for negative ions, which are the healing ions. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit. There's a laundry list. This is what you Google either or go to Amazon. It's right, healing with magic, with magnets.
And I guarantee you'll find more than I could possibly give you on the phone on that book that will, you know what I mean? Or you just buy Magnus and you tell a story, you know what I mean? Either way, it's going to work. That's your spirit telling you what you need to be doing.
Man, I appreciate y'all, fight. Man.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I appreciate man. Everything y'all that I learned from y'all, man. And y'all hold it down.
Excellent, bro. Good to talk to you.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Good to hear from you. All right. We're going to continue with Q&A with Brother Panic. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
144th, right? Power and peace to you. How y'all
219?
Hello?
Peace. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Right.
Yes,
this
greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Jason and Gary. How's it going?
Peace.
It's going wonderful. You have a question for Brother Panic?
Yes, I do. There was a point where I was doing my work, and I came across a couple spirits. One was talking to me pretty clear, and I was trying to understand what his purpose was, and he said, well, what do you want? And so I told him what I wanted. He said, good, I got it covered. And it didn't happen. What I didn't understand at the time was that that was human stuff, not spiritual stuff. So I, in my emotion, I told him, don't come back to me. So the question is, can I get back in contact with that, or will that show up in a different format if I try and get back in that zone?
No, you could because, these spirits, they only see light. And humanity, contrary to public belief, humanity is not really on their mind. Now, there's different levels of spirit.
I'm going to put him on.
All right. There's different levels of spirit. Some of these spirits are created from your own thoughts, and they're here to serve you. Actually, all of these gods are here to serve you. When you get to the high levels of the occult, because everyone's, I'm a god, I'm a god, I'm a god, you actually realize that you're actually the father of the gods, a titan, or a great old one.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that, then you know that the gods are actually here to serve you. And then if you need a more practical explanation, these gods are created by you. There was nobody named Osho on earth. So you had the Yoruba people who took an archetype energy, let's just call it love, and they had to give it a character, a color, a smell, a number, a day, and a story to make that energy work for them. Because you just can't say love and then you got this power. So you had to give it a
right.
a practical working mechanism. That mechanism for love is called Oshun.
Right.
So you created that,
mm-hmm.
and now you got people arguing how you need to get initiated into that, how you're not supposed to do that, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that. Those supposed to do's were based upon the energy, you utilizing the energy right at a certain time. That no longer exists, you get what I'm saying, in terms of just the time and the star configuration has changed. But the true occultist, or the true scientist, understands that that's your energy that you're only using. The comedic thing
right.
will tell you how once you die, you become all the gods, because all the gods are nothing but all your
that's
thoughts
right.
and all archetype energies. You
mm-hmm.
get what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
so what you did was just basically called on an energy and just pushed it away. There's nobody sitting around mad at you not to come back. That's like you taking you plug it
right.
into a radio station, going, I don't like the radio, unplugging the plug and going, I wonder if I could get that back. Plug it back in. You get what I'm saying? Because there's
right.
nothing there that's mad
right.
at you. The context of it being mad at you is you basically doing something that's opposite of how to retrieve the energy, as opposed to somebody pouting and going to scorn
mm-hmm.
you. So if you call on the energy, then go against the grain, you fuck that up. What does that mean? That means if you call on the energy of a Walkman or iPod, then plug it into a car battery, you fuck that up. So there's rules like anything else. That needs a AA, that needs a D battery, that needs a C battery. But is nothing mad in that context? If you get shocked, you don't say, God damn it, that was mad at me. You get what I'm saying? You plugged it in wrong, or you did something wrong, or you didn't do it in a cautious, a conscious level, conscious on in the context of you better know you don't put a toaster in a bathtub. The toaster is not mad at you. You get what I'm saying? But your ass is going to get electrocuted because you're doing the wrong thing. So it's not the deity is not saying, I'll never talk to him again. He didn't bring me no bubble gum, because that's what we've come down to. You get what I'm saying? If you talk to labor, you better bring him bubble gum. Mm-hmm. It became the candy means something and so on and so on. It's more symbolic and it sets up the energy right. But now you got people thinking they're going to get an ass kicking like they went against Jehovah. You get what I'm saying? Like they said something about Jesus. It's just the same context of that now, instead of understanding this is the proper way to access the energy. So now that you said you are no longer in human thought, you can access that energy anytime you decide to. It's not holding a grudge. I've never seen them hold grudges. You get what I'm saying? I've never seen it. And if you see, even the context of, let's say, a spirit's holding a grudge, that means the energy is never supposed to mix, just like a toaster is not supposed to be in the bathtub. So to define it, we say, well, no, those spirits are fighting. They're not supposed to mix. You get what I'm saying? So they're not two people who are throwing fists at 3 o'clock after school. That means it doesn't mix. Oil and water, you get what I'm saying? In that context, you don't say oil and water are holding a grudge because they don't mix, or oil and water has been in this cosmic fight because they don't mix. You, in a scientific way, if you're trying to describe this science in the way of mythology, you would describe oil and water as having a fight or holding a grudge or mad at such and such. You know what I'm saying? This one is mad at that one. But you're telling it in story form. And now we take that literally because we can't get past the story. Just like they kept you in the Bible stories, you get what I'm saying? And you're on the story level. So we hear the mythology thinking that Ogun is mad at Shango for taking his wife. But they're trying to explain that how the energies are not supposed to mix at certain times. You get what I'm saying? So we got got to get out of the church thing or out of this rule thing. Make a mix. You're their father. Make the mix. They're a form of your thoughts. And that thought canopy that covers the earth, we are now born into those thoughts. So they would say, oh, Oshun is on your head, your Ori. Because we're now born into those thoughts of those archetype energies. Meaning, if I was born to a Yoruba family, they get to say that because I chose to be born through this culture. You get what I'm saying? Through these people. So the process is based on you choosing your birth, you get to choose what's on your head. And make a mistake, that's a caste system as well. You know what I'm saying? Because people say the caste system is this, that, or the other. But that's a caste system as well. To have Obatala on your head means you better open up a book. You know what I'm saying? To have Shango on your head, you better throw some blows. That's a caste system. So that's to say, yes, you can always get back with it. All right?
All right, cool. Second question, if it's okay.
If you can get to a quieter place. Because there's a lot
better?
Going on over there.
A little bit better, yeah.
Okay. Short question. Isn't a lot of initiation basically just dealing with sensory deprivation?
Well, yes, and that's perfect. Well, that's actually perfect because what you're doing is shutting down the conscious mind, so you're forced to go into a spiritual altered state. You get what I'm saying? Now, I'm glad you brought that up. Most initiation is based upon customs of that particular culture. You get what I'm saying? And there's a book called Darkness Visible by Simon Buxton, I believe. And in it, he goes through a great deal. What is that noise?
Oh, hang on.
We can't.
All right. I believe it's Simon Buxton. I'm going to go look at the name. The book is called Darkness Visible. everyone should have this book. It's a real simple book, and I'm going to look at it. I'm going to find it now. Darkness Visible by Ross Haven and Simon Buxton. Awakening Spiritual Light Through Darkness Meditation. And he goes through, including the Ifa thing, of most of these rituals of initiation, sensory deprivation, but the most primary thing is actually light deprivation. You got people staying a week or more in total utter darkness. And then the pineal starts to activate, and you're able to see spirits just like me and you, first fluorescent and so on. He goes on in the detail. And
I get that.
So those initiations were done based upon that culture at that time. Now, those were done for the masses of people who just were in the culture. So they can go to a certain level in their mind, and then they were still cattled, still told, this is what you do on this day. It worked deeply with the culture. But the question would be, do you have to go through the same process to talk to spirits? That's absolutely not, because niggas in church are talking to Jesus every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're talking to I get an email every other day about someone who's talking to spirits. So then then the new thing is, well, you're not doing it right. You're not accessing it right. It doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Right. It is no right and wrong.
It's all about mentality.
So you have before time of church a process of getting people in one thought frame of mind. See, the culture or let's just say the Yoruba people or whatever, the Congo, the Igbo or the Abu people, the function of their culture is basically that everyone must have the same mindset. So everyone must sleep the same way. Everyone must eat the same way on a certain day. Mm-hmm. They all must do this. All the women must do that. All the guys must do that. So they would need a system, a working spiritual system, to bring people through so they could go through the same mindset. You get what I'm saying? So a certain amount. So, for instance, how do you know? Well, if a bunch of kids went to jail, we know the mindset that they come out. You get what I'm saying? A bunch of Crips, we know the mindset when they go through their initiation. It's only really to come out with a mindset. You get what I'm saying? Bloods, you have to do this, that to be a blood. You have to do this, that to be. So that's initiation. But what they're trying to create is one mindset. You get what I'm saying? So if we're in a place where there's one culture or a certain type of culture, this would be necessary to create a mindset. Well, what mindset did you – well, you can see it right now. Go to Netflix and watch any of these taboo shows, and they'll show you the people in Africa now. I've seen a show where this fisherman was trying to call on this god to get more fish. And basically, he went into trance. Nigga hit him over the head with a big-ass stick 3-4 times. The blood came out. Then the shaman was sucking the blood out of his head, you get what I'm saying, to talk to the spirit. And this nigga woke up 3 days later, didn't know what he could have been, ass-raped or anything, talking about, maybe I'll get more fish. You get what I'm saying? So even that has been corrupted. You get what I'm saying? These things were for those times. Now, if someone's selling you initiation now, if you ain't in their culture and you don't sit around eating bean pie with them or manna or whatever the fuck y'all do, then I can't see how that's going to help you. You get what I'm saying? And you got to understand, initiation is to go into an agreement with these particular gods.
Right.
You don't get to call yourself God and the old one and then get to agreement where you have to serve.
Yeah.
Where you have to serve them. We are past that now.
Yeah.
At that time, we had to do this. This shit is about alchemy and change. You are dealing with this in a non-traditional way. The traditional way or ways, there was many types of initiation to be made up by the shaman as long as it accomplished sensory deprivation. You get what I'm saying? So if you need me to tell you how much sand and shit to eat, so you could be with a spirit, then you failed. You get what I'm saying? Then you fail. At this time, you don't need action. What you do is need your magical mind, all this stuff that is out. That's the level of the game we in now. a little bit more responsible, where we're not being moved by masses. Because eventually that mass mentality is why you're sitting in church in a mass mentality now, thinking you have to give something. Always give something to receive something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, that's based upon a reality because it's an energy exchange. But believe you me, that you'll be giving all day. You know, 24 glasses of water, you know, pouring this shit all day. So the initiation, yes. Primarily, that's all it really is, sensory deprivation or altered states of mind.
Right.
That's what the Ayakusha is. That's what an herb pack is. An herb pack alters your state of mind. Alcohol alters your state of mind. Joy alters your state of mind. Sex alters your state of mind.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the whole idea. The whole point of this shit is to shut down your conscious mind. Shit, TV alters your state of mind. That's why you're sitting in your chair, veg out, don't even know you're there, and they hitting you with commercials calling it prime time. Because you're prime because, now I explained all of this. Your mind resonates at different frequencies. Alpha state is your meditative mind. Light gets you into the alpha state. So the TV gets you in the alpha state. That's why you can zone out in front of it. And candlelight or flame also gets you in the alpha state. So it's all about altering your mind. These are just nothing but ways to do it for masses of people who didn't know how to do it themselves. Simple as that. Not everyone is going to feel bold enough to talk to Oshun. The shaman understood this science, but the people did not. So they bring through these things so they can have this communication with these gods or goddesses. You get what I'm saying? And then basically they can live in their culture and serve. They can live in their culture and serve. There's some shit, I'll find out the name of this shit, like Poyakaya people, the niggas with the shit in their lip. They was on this fucking island, and
people
never been filmed. They call it tree people because they live up high. Go watch that shit and tell me if you want to go back to that shit. These niggas eat beetles, rats, and all sorts of shit. The shit that they had the women doing on the trees, y'all got it bad. He got them chicks working. You know what I'm saying? Cutting down trees, eating tree middle. You know what I'm saying? Eating tree middle into a mush. So I'm like, and these people have never been touched by society. You can't even say they was degraded. You feel what I'm saying? That the white man came and did it.
Right,
this is the first they ever seen it. It was on this one out. It's like, I can't remember the name. It starts with a P. Shit's on Netflix. He said, this one island, word is born. Nobody been there before. And you should see what they doing. It don't seem fun at all, and I know none of y'all would do it. So it's, I mean, we need to understand this is about alchemy. You know what I'm saying?
We're
thinking like we some old world niggas. Y'all don't want none of that. I already went through this one. Y'all don't want none of that old world shit. Somebody telling you who you're supposed to marry.
I was going to say, I've been in a couple of people records, and actually there was a sister that was there with them. It wasn't a pretty look.
It's not a good
not
look.
Not a pretty look.
Right. Eating that goddamn tree middle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bush Doctor put it up. Peru Rambo, them dudes.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, watch that. He put it up. Mm-hmm. Peru Rambo or whatever them dudes were. And
that's
this shit is on Netflix. If you got Netflix, go look up that word. That he just PURURAMBO. Yes. Thank you, Bush Doctor, for that. Now, they haven't been touched for years. They've never seen this. Everything was a negotiation with fucking ferret meat and everything. Could we bring the cameras? Give me ferret meat and go. You know what I'm saying? You get the wrong nigga up today jumping around. It's like, come on, dog. You ain't going.
Yeah.
I'm giving fuck your self-esteem. You ain't going. They was eating fucking larvae, you know what I'm saying, shrubs and grubs. Like, I'm like, God damn, busting that shit down, raw dog. I'm like, okay, no, dog. I don't know what that is, but I'm telling you what this is. You know what I'm saying? This right here, you have evolved beyond that. We have evolved beyond these old ways. We should know them, respect them. That's where we was. But there should be I can't see us trying to go back to something. If you want to look at it this way, we failed at that. That's why we're here. So I'm not looking to go back to something that we failed at because we're here. It's about trying something new. And you see that all in mythology. They said that shit in The Matrix. Why would this work? Because they never tried it before. That's an occult statement, meaning, and I broke this down, the left-hand path versus the right-hand path. The right-hand path are those that do right. what the village do what the people do what society does. The left-hand path are those who go against right. society to do something that has never been done before. This is also called the journey of the hero. You get what I'm saying? So all you Haru lovers, the journey yeah. of the hero is to do something that hasn't been done before. In other words, you need to step out that frame of what has been done before. You get what I'm saying? Remember, we're evolving. We're not trying to go right. back to some old world. We got conquered that way, if you want to look at it on a practical level. You got fucked up that way. That's because you were doing something that ran its course. And you go through this process to become something new. We need to become something new. And that's as simple as that. All right, so we can go to the next caller, too.
All right. We are live in The Remix with Brother Panic. Don't forget, we'll be doing it Sunday night as well. We'll be doing Q&A, so get those questions ready. We're going to go to the next caller, it looks like, calling in from area code 832. You're live in The Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
That is Roy out of Houston.
832?
Can you hear me?
Greetings to you. Yes, we
How
can.
You doing? This Peace. Is Roy out of Houston.
We're Glad doing wonderful.
Miss Blue, Panic, how y'all doing?
All right, brother, how you doing?
Great.
All right, man, y'all. It's amazing, man, because you already kind of answered my question, which is going to lead me to a later point. But basically, I was calling in because you had already said it's the individual and the gods is here to serve you. So it's like the greatest thing you can do is turn your focus your energy within. And I was
right.
basically calling this to ask you, you know, it's almost like, is that the only thing, if that's working good? Because it's like now in my life, I mean, it's a total turnaround from where I was like 6 months ago, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm just basically asking, is that what I should continue to focus on, or where it's like, you know, if before when I would think something, it would maybe take a couple of weeks to manifest. Now it's like manifesting in days, sometimes the same day. You know, a perfect example. I had ordered a pack from you, and the day that I asked you about it, the shit was in the mail. Like it was
right.
It was already there. I mean, it's just the synergy, and it's just getting as I get deeper into myself. I'm basically asking, should I still set up a shrine? Should I still try to get my energy into that?
I'm going to tell you why that's one of the best questions. Nobody really probed this. There's a word for that. There's a word for that called synchronicity. And it happened to me, and it happened to every other person I talked about, and I've never talked about it on the radio. When someone first takes their spiritual journey, they get into what they call spiritual synchronicity. And that's basically what's been happening to you. Like, everything is just happening on point. Now, I will say this. Once you're in that spiritual synchronicity, you'll notice this phenomenon. Everything's going your way. And then that's like you crossing over. And then you're going to have to take responsibility for what it is you got going on. Which means, you should set up an altar. You should focus your mind from a magical standpoint, and you should deal within synchronicity, which usually called, for the layman, coincidence, which there's no such thing as. It's actually called synchronicity. But coincidence is something they use to throw you off the spiritual path. So, yes, that happens at first. Once you cross that's a good sign. You'll cross that threshold. There's everything just to seem to be exactly where you want. Because you're starting to, with these thoughts, you're starting to change the magnetism in your mind, what is drawn to you. You get what I'm saying? So ignorant people, just anything, they could draw anything and not even realize the origin of the thought was them. So a safe will fall on their head, they tripping up the stairs, got a hole in their pants, got to take a shit while they're outside and can't hold it. Just anything and everything just seems to randomly happen because God said so. So when you understand that there is a purpose to why you're here, a purpose that you control, a purpose that you decided to do, you automatically change the magnetism. It's your thoughts. You get what I'm saying? It's your thoughts.
Right.
So
right.
And somebody put in, like, laws of attraction. Laws of attraction is the official way to explain this. You get what I'm saying? How, then laws of attraction, we get into
right.
But how do I purposely start to point my magnet
right.
to repel
to
what
it.
I want, you know? But
that's
when you,
right.
just by even, but what you'll notice, the phenomenon, when you see start to see things through a conscious eye, that you start to magnetically pull whatever you want, meaning you're doing
yeah.
it unconsciously. But by
mm-hmm.
the time you focus on it, then you're going to have to do it. So, no, you must stay. This is your prime time.
Yeah.
I did, if you need, email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. I'll send you all the links because I have altar shows. And each show, I'll tell you about how to communicate with spirits, how to meditate. The name will be on the link. We up to 9
yeah.
pages of links at this point.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Wow.
So there's
wow.
a whole bunch of shit. You get what I'm saying? So each and everything,
yeah.
like how to maintain and how to get your mind right. It's really about getting your mind right for this work. Because your mind, as I pointed out earlier, and you can see in the movie Revolver, is your worst enemy. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Your own thoughts
yeah.
are your worst enemy. So it's about how to defeat your own thought. The war in heaven is the war between your conscious and your unconscious. You get what I'm saying? You know, and that's all that ego, super ego, the ego, and the super ego that Freud was talking about. They're all actually in conflict with each other. You get what I'm saying? Conscious, unconscious, subconscious. So you got to know how to live magically, which is to let your subconscious mind start to control the conscious mind. The conscious mind is the ego, and as I pointed out before, you'll never defeat your ego. You got to know how to appease your ego. That's a big deal now. You'll never defeat your ego. You'll hear people
yeah.
like, that's your ego. You need to defeat your ego. Impossible. But
no,
you need your
you
ego
can't.
Here. The ego tells you what type of pants
yeah.
to wear, what type of shoes to wear, how you comb your hair. You get what I'm saying? It protects you in the earthly realm. You get what I'm saying? So you're not going to defeat it. As long as you're alive, you're going to have an ego. The auto reflex is to flinch. If you're scared, that's the ego. So there's
yeah.
no such thing as you know how to, have to know how to appease it. Now, more importantly, when you're studying, appease your ego with logic, with left brain satisfaction. And I pointed out what the left brain was. And let me do it again so we know. Left brain is time,
right.
dogma. More importantly, rationality, waking reality, and science. That's what reading books are all about. When you read the book and have the scholarship is not really going to teach you. What you get from that is going to teach you. But what the scholarship and why I'm so important on books, because it appeases the left brain. It satisfies your ego.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into your right brain work, which is art, magic, altered states, eternity, whatever crazy goddamn thing you can pull from it, you're willing to do it because the left brain, conscious, or the ego has been appeased. Therefore, it can no longer play a hate when you're sitting there going, I know that's crazy. I'm supposed to lay on my back and piss up into a, you know what I'm saying, piss up in the air. I know it's going to land on me, but something's telling me to do it. Your conscious mind says, I ain't getting no piss. That's disgusting. You get what I'm saying? But if you read a book that says,
right.
nigga, you will become Osiris tomorrow if you do that, niggas be some back laying on peeing in the air motherfuckers. Because it appeases the ego, which tells you that's undignified. You get what I'm saying? You're peeing on yourself. It's no dignity involved. You get what I'm saying? So that's the player hater. You get what I'm saying? That's the player hater. The player hater is the nigga that's going yuck in the room. But again, if niggas said you could get out your misery right now, I bet you'd be peeing on yourself. You'd be thinking,
yeah.
oh, hold up. Ooh, it's warm. You know what I'm saying? See, you got to understand the concept here. You get what I'm saying? You got to understand the concept here. The concept is there's something telling you constantly what you cannot do. That's what you're supposed to be questioning. What it is you think it is, you know. That's what the science is. See, if you know everything, then why would you have to scientifically
yes.
why would you have to scientifically test anything? Now, here's some science for your ass.
Right.
As a child, and everyone in this goddamn room knows it like I know it, you would pee in the tub only to find out that if you read urine therapy, all that shit that's in your urine actually cleans your aura. The best thing you could do whenever you take a spiritual bath is pee in the tub. And you did it naturally as a child. You get what I'm saying? See, now that you got the science, you niggas gonna be in the tub peeing. See what I'm saying? See, I just shut the player hater down in you.
Right.
I just shut the player hater down in you when I gave you the science, when I gave you the waking reality, when I gave you all the rationality to it. That's why you got to read, because what you're doing is shutting down the shit that going, that ain't going to work, that's nasty, no, we ain't supposed to be doing that. You get what I'm saying? You shut all of that shit down.
Right.
That's right. Pee in the tub. You get what I'm saying? Pee in the tub. You get what I'm saying? So that's why it's so important to read. You get what I'm saying? Because you want to do everything to try to appease the ego, not shut it down, appease it. You need to give it what it wants.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz.
I got you.
Now, I'm not going to say much on this because this is in my book. The Wizard of Oz, I broke down this whole movie in the chakra section of my book. But in the end, those three, Scarecrow, Tin Man, and the Lion, they represented forms of Dorothy's ego that she needed in the material world. Lion, her animal self. Tin Man, her heart and the brain. You get what I'm saying? So these still were forms of her ego. So when she had to go home, what did the wizard give them? Things that appeased them. Well, here's a medal. Here's a degree. Now you're a smart guy. Here's a heart thing. Here's a timepiece called a heart. Now you got a good heart. Now you have a heart. Then he said, well, here's a medal. Now you're brave.
Right.
What he did was fool her ego into satisfaction so she could get home. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Scientific science, folks. You just got to listen. You get what I'm saying? So this, and I go into detail in that in the book. It's coming, y'all. Don't sleep. Before y'all know it, y'all going to say, now it's going to be time to get the book. So please believe it. So those three of them represented the third dimension. You get what I'm saying? Three levels in her ego. So your whole goal here is to shut down your ego. Not in the context, you're not going to walk around egoless. See, to have no ego, this is what it means. Somebody smacks your mother and you go, well, that's what was supposed to happen, the laws of attraction. You get what I'm saying? I don't think that's going to happen to nobody. Somebody come next to your mother, your child, you're going to go ape shit on them. So ain't no such thing as getting past your ego.
Damn.
Yeah.
For real. Mm-hmm. So it's about appeasing it, and most of that doesn't matter. That doesn't have nothing to do with your it has nothing to do with your study. You want to, because with your study, you want to get into the experimentation, and the experimentation is right brain magic, eternity, cycles of time, ritual, magic, alter states, arts, knowing. You get what I'm saying? Nurturing. You get what I'm saying? Intuition. All of those things take a leap of faith, because you're not going to walk back and say that's 100% unless you're dealing with some real right brain shit. You're going to question it unless you appease your conscience. See, the shit I do, I don't even question no more, because there's nothing in me that needs to question. I answered that. I got a shelf full of books that answers that. You get what I'm saying? Right brain. Right brain is the feminine energy. Feminine side. That's why we, again, with the Egyptian, that's why they have the left foot forward. The right brain controls the left side of the body. They're telling you. You get what I'm saying? So
I got,
we go to the next
question.
Question. Keep it rolling.
Yeah, I got another question for you, man.
Okay.
I'd be on Wikipedia, man. I came across this cat named, I think his name was Sun Ra or something.
Yeah.
And it was something on there about a demiurge. And I was looking at it, and sure enough, it was either you or Bobby Hemmett. I don't remember which one, but I was looking at one of y'all lectures, and sure enough, y'all started talking about that shit, man. And, I want some more information on that. And really, what I want to ask is, okay, if you pierce the veil, is that what you become? You see what I'm saying? Like, do you become like a demiurge in your own right or your own
universe? No.
You got to email me for links. I did a show on Gnostic thought, and I explained what the demiurge is. The demiurge is not your friend. The demiurge is basically the ego. In the Gnostic mythology, they explain the demiurge, or demiurgos, as the entity that created this reality. And that's basically Jehovah. I am a jealous God. So, like I said, you really need to get into that lecture or anything Gnostic. Hold on, let me find you a book real quick. Then I get, like, you need to hear that lecture, all of that. Piercing the veil just basically means passing levels of matter. There's many ways to pass the veil. The ultimate veil is through Kepha, through the three levels of nothingness, which is nothing but three trimesters of birth and into the realm of chaos. So piercing the veil just basically means you seeing beyond this reality. You get what I'm saying? So it's more symbolic. There's no one veil. You get what I'm saying? For instance, another veil, the magnetosphere, is also known as the web of Isis that surrounds this planet. So most of the dead can't get past the magnetosphere unless they go to the north. The energy goes to the north, and they follow the jet streams that are on the planet, and they meet Rod, the sunboat. So there's many ways of saying passing the veil. You can look at pubic hair on the vagina as the veil. You get what I'm saying? So that's more of a concept. You don't become the demiurge. The idea is that your soul is older than the demiurge. Your body belongs to the demiurge. Your ego belongs to the demiurge. And he creates what you call counterfeit spirits. Counterfeit spirits, conscious people have just made that bad people now. You get what I'm saying? Because remember the bad people in your church? You know, sister such and such ain't right, so now they become counterfeit spirits if you're conscious. That's false. Counterfeit spirits are actually that rose that you're smelling, that water that you bathe in under the waterfall, because you feel it, but it's not a real waterfall. It's not a real rose. It is a fallen version of something higher. You get what I'm saying? So as the spirit, that's why we can tell you every spiritual power in a herb, because going through that and figuring out all the spiritual powers and the herbs and the animals and everything here was a way of raising it back up from its fallen state to give it its divinity again. You get what I'm saying? So potpourri for love and marriage and cleaning and cinnamon to do the spirits. Yeah, cinnamon on a human level, and it makes your pie taste good, but you can use this spiritually. And so for us to define it spiritually is to give it its crown again. Now, you should get a book called Gnosticism, Gnosticism, A New Light on the Ancient Tradition of Inner Knowing by Stephen S. Holler, Holler. One of the best books you can get, right to the point, gives you the whole Gnostic mythology. In a nutshell, breaks the shit down. Yeah. The Gnostics were Coptic Egyptians. Later day Egyptians who said, we ain't got the time to do all of that shit. We're going to tell you what we were talking about. And then they got to give you a whole mythology.
Right.
You should get a book called The Gnostics by Jacques Lacari. First name, Jacques, last name, Lacarriere. I did a whole lecture on that concept of the demiurge, so on and so forth. Bobby has documented much information on the concept of the demiurge. Know this. The demiurge, or in the mythology of, it's called Yaldabaoth, was the bastard son of the goddess Sophia, and his name means either the abyss or something like come here, child. When she told him to come in, he fell through the abyss. When he fell through this abyss, he looked up and tried to mimic what he seen above him through his ego. Then he created the earth and the astral world, the earth to rest his feet, and then the astral world to sit on as his throne. He needed help to do this. He got help from what they call the evil archons, or the 12 archons. Today we know them as the Zodiac. So the Zodiac helped them lock us down here. So he got the humans to worship him to help him survive. And as this debauchery went on, the great mother seen is Sophia and said, I need to send my true children of light down there to raise up this flaw, this bastard. That's where you get us coming down, Elohim, Netters, Netaru, reptilians, Anunnaki, where you get these stories of these aliens that came down to raise up man. But it's actually the true conscious folks came to raise up humans. You get what I'm saying?
Like I said, I could go on and on and on because this is something I studied, but this is something I lectured on already. So the demiurge, energy, Yaldabaoth has been gone. What was left behind is this ego, which we are working through now. You get what I'm saying? So, again, email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, and what I'll do for you is send you links, and you just look for the two. There was a part one and part two. You look for both shows, and you'll get all the demiurge energy you can demiurge understanding you can find.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful.
All right, somebody,
Well, thank you for calling me.
Somebody texted me a question that was worth bringing up. Somebody wrote, hey, Panic, can you elaborate on the purpose of knowing what priesthood you were in the past if you get a chance? Well, that's what most of those Akashic record readings are doing for folks. Usually when Blue comes up with a certain energy for you, what she's telling you is that's where you first found your light. You get what I'm saying? So let's say she says that you was with Queen Kai. I don't know if she still gives specifics, but she probably does, which means you were in that priesthood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There was a priesthood of Ptah. For instance, I've been through this, that I was one of the key members in the priesthood of Ptah at one point. You get what I'm saying? So do I feel it's important to me in a personal way, because that's what you're asking? It was important. I would say it's important to get the reading from Blue because it kind of gives you a direction on what you could pick up on, where your energy kind of lies. For me personally, it made me just know I was here, as I figured before, doing the same old thing. You know what I'm saying? So this right here is the same old soup reheated for me. You get what I'm saying? Same old spaghetti, same old sauce. So for someone who's getting a reading who's not adept in the channeling, what you'll find out from Blue is that is either a priesthood or a clique, some form of energy that gave you light. So from now, again, let me be clear on this. You need to find all forms of light. So if she said you was with the priesthood of Sekhmet, do not stay there. You can base a lot of what you're going to do on that, but you want to keep studying everything. For instance, my name is Panic, and that's the god Pan. But I had this name, Panic, when I was 13. It's a childhood street name. It wasn't something I picked because I thought it was deep. Turns out that if you shorten it, it's the god Pan. So it made me understand, oh, okay, I'm supposed to. So a lot of personal stuff I do is with Pan. It lines the energy, blah, 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 blah. I would never stop there. Fuck it. I'm Osiris, Dionysus, Almighty Isis. You name the shit, I'm doing it. Because the idea here is when you go through these studies, you are waking up these powers on the inside of you, and all of these powers are yours. So you never stop anywhere, but if you need to a good start, that's why you get those Akashic record readings, because they say, no, something in that segment energy turns you on to this. So if you get with that now, all these lights are going to come on, and then it allows you to get busy in a bigger way. You get what I'm saying? It connects you to your light path. You get what I'm saying? Why you're here. So we can go to the next question, but that was a good question.
Yeah. It was a very good question, and I'll just put this out there because I think it's a good time. We have 49 minutes and 23 seconds left to go here in the forum. For those of you who are interested in the readings, just email me question4blue@gmail.com for the Akashic Record readings, which Brother Panic was talking about, or all the other readings. Also, don't forget to reach out to Brother Panic if you're going to the Atlanta lecture. Definitely you want to do that this weekend and go ahead and make sure you get your ticket because quite a few people have purchased their tickets now. So you do want to make sure you get your ticket and get that locked in. You can email Brother Panic at AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. If you're interested in the Panic Pack, some of the chants, the bass, the books, the DVDs, the CDs, all of these things, you can email him at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, @hotmail.com. Also, to check out a lot of the YouTube videos, so you can bring those different modalities in there and be able to see some visuals to go along, is make sure you get over to Brother Panic's YouTube page, and that is Occult Lectures at YouTube.com. So just Google that on YouTube, and you'll be able to find that. Lots of information that's over there. And yes, yes, yes. lots of information. We're going to keep going. We have questions here. We'll be doing Q&A tonight and Q&A on Sunday night with Brother Panic. So get those occult questions coming. I see you guys on the phone line. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Lauren. I'm calling from Cincinnati.
All right.
What was your name again?
Lauren.
Lauren?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, because we can hardly hear you, Lauren. Can you come a little closer?
Sure. Hold on one second.
That's better, right?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Sorry.
Yeah, she on speakerphone.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I had a quick question. My question is, when it comes to ascension, it's just going to be, is it just, we could just get asked the question, do we want to? Because I feel like I was talking to the moon the other night.
Hold up. It's hard for me to hear you, Lauren. Say it again.
It's very hard to hear you. If you're on speakerphone, I need you to, come off. Or if you have an earpiece in, take that off because you just sound like you're very far away and it's kind of hard to hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's off of speakerphone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Yes, we much can better. Now. Yes, much better.
Okay, I'm sorry. My question was, when it comes to the ascension process,
the what process?
Are you simply just going to be asked?
When it comes to the what process, Lauren?
Ascension.
Ascension process, okay. Is it?
We'll just be asked.
When it comes to the ascension process, will we just be asked?
Yeah, is it just a simple question?
Asked to do what, sweetie?
To move from physical to spiritual.
Oh, no. Nothing's going to ask you. Like, time, there's two ways to ascend. There's a conscious way to ascend, and basically everyone's going to make that ascension. Because even if they're knee-slapping Christians, they still have been through this Holocaust, which is still form of alchemy, you get what I'm saying? Now, what helps this entire planet ascend is actually the conscious people, because we are doing the conscious work. Each word that we put out of our mouth becomes light that ups the vibration of the planet and all the rest of this stuff. Our thoughts up the vibration of the planet. It's an everybody must go sale. You get what I'm saying? You got to understand, we've been here through many, many, many lifetimes. So this the ascension is just as sure as we descended down here and know we are here, then, you know what I'm saying, we got to ascend. You get what I'm saying? Nothing stays in one place. There's no such thing as death. So ascension is the name of the game. Now, even when you start, you could understand this process, even when you, let's pretend, slavery is our lowest point. You see through years and years from slavery, there's a constant ascension, a constant moving towards this eye in the sky. There was times where we didn't have that name. We thought it was just better homes, better schools, but there's still something inside of you that needs to ascend. You get what I'm saying? Something inside of you, like Black Panthers were badass, but if you looked at those 10 goddamn rules today, you'd be like, that's not relevant. But back then, it was some relevant, powerful, scary stuff. So even though we are not even conscious of what it is we're ascending to, we know we need to ascend. You get what I'm saying? We're now in the place where we're starting to understand the concept of ascension, which means we're only getting closer to that point where we have to end. So there's nothing that's going to ask you. To think something's going to ask you, that means somewhere in you feel there's something that sits over you that's going to judge you. You get what I'm saying? To say, do you know the answer to this question? If not, no go. You are in control of this. Everything down here is you and your cause. This is a process we do to transform or to evolve ourselves to the next level. None but a process. So ascension is guaranteed for those who, especially if you're here tonight, ascension is guaranteed for you. Quicker than your average bear. The average person is going to say everything. C. Freeman L. said, everything evolves. The difference between conscious people, we are active in our evolution. So there's nobody that's going to ask you a question but you. Are you ready to go now? You get what I'm saying? So that, does that answer it for you?
I got it.
Right. You're the master. There's nothing in you. There's nothing outside of you. You get what I'm saying? Only what you believe is outside of you based upon being on planet Earth. But you are the master. And if you are here listening to tonight, you are already ascending. You get what I'm saying? The only question is, can you get on the phone lines because they are packed? That's the only question. Other than that, you're going. You get what I'm saying? Other than that, you're going. Just keep studying. Always study. Studying is your attention. Right. Studying is your attention.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling. All right. We're going to continue right here live in the remix with Brother Panic. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 571. You're live in the remix. Please tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, what's happening? It's Bush Doctor.
Yo. Who's this?
It's Bush Doctor.
Greetings.
Okay, just in the chat. Okay. I thought I remembered, but I'm trying to figure out where I remember the name. Oh, yeah, who remembered that shit, you know what I'm saying? What's going on, Bush Doctor?
Ain't nothing, man, ain't nothing. Quick question. Well, first of all, hey, Miss Blue, how you doing?
Greetings, how are you?
I'm all right. I was watching a documentary on Netflix. I don't know if you heard of this guy, Panic. His name is Joseph Campbell. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah,
dude?
Of course. Yeah, Joseph
Campbell. Okay.
Oh, I did the hero's journey.
Yeah, he did the journey of the hero. One of the lectures,
the psyche, the shadow, and the ego.
Yeah, and I was telling you, that's where Joseph Campbell just did one on Netflix, but I explained it the Negro way. He explained where you know, because that study is out. In fact, I did that because I was watching that, and Sean asked me the same question the same time I was watching that, King Cook. Mm. So I said, you know something? I think the spirit is telling me I need to do it, but explain it to us black folks.
Right.
So, yeah, Joseph Campbell is a icon in terms of mythology.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a white icon.
Yes.
All right. Well, I was watching this one lecture that he was talking about, and he mentioned what's his name, W. B. Yeats, and the Mirror of Men and Angels.
Okay.
And it's like a diagram of the cycle of the moon, and then on the eighth night, well, the new moon is basically like when you're born, and he's saying that, like, you know, society. It's called like the primary mass, where like society puts this idea on you, and then the eighth night is like puberty, when you start to mature, and then the 15th night of the moon represents like the 35th year of your human life cycle, and that's when you like to start to wake up with consciousness or what have you. And he asked the question. He was like, at this point in time, you start to ask yourself, am I consciousness or the vehicle of consciousness? Am I light or the vehicle of light? Can you expound on that a little bit and kind of explain what
you explained it
in the nigga way?
He put it in the moon context. Another way of looking at that is the triple goddess. The dark phase of the moon represents the hidden, the waxing moon when it's gaining. Waxing is when it's gaining. That's the virgin. The full moon is Isis when you're in that full state, pregnancy. And when you become the wise crone as it's leaving out. He just put it in that context to explain phases. This is also explained as each 7-year cycle, first 7 years with your moms, and they define you as you learning the
song. Right.
The next 7 years, that's with your pops, you're 14. Then to
7 to 40.
That depends on the system because they're just basically telling you the frequency based upon your age, and they're trying, and it's more of a ritualistic way to guide cultures again. You get what I'm saying? So
right. That's
how you dictate rites of passage and things like that. You know, these boys were born on a certain day. They go through this rites of passage or a certain time period. So they all go through their rites of passage together. You get what I'm saying? Because how do you have a whole village? You always see in these movies a whole village of African boys. Like, you know, these niggas ain't all 14 now and going on 15. You get what I'm saying? And it'd be like 75 of them. They all was born the same time. So that doesn't make any sense. So
right. Based
upon time and energy is when these rites of passage was going. So Campbell was hard. Like, he intellectualized a lot of shit that was simple. You know what I'm saying?
Could
be simple. See, that's why I made the show much more simpler if you look at what he did, because he was using Carl Jung's model. I used the same Carl Jung's model and just gave you examples we know. He just gave you abstract examples. And see, white people are left brain entities. So he's explaining it to white people, left brain entities,
right. With
so much intellect where we need something that we can visualize because we're still using the right brain. So I gave us everything we could visualize. You get what I'm saying? So he's just using what we know. To make it quite simple, we know at a certain age we call these niggas YGs, at a certain age we call these niggas OGs.
Right.
And it ain't really got nothing to do with the moon. There's an attitude that's an OG. There's an attitude
right. That
nigga ain't grow. Young,
the way you
so
carry
we just know.
Yeah.
Right. We
yeah.
just, you, it, it's intellectualized with moons, but we know that's a silly chick, and now that's a fly chick, and that's a chick who's, you know, you can look at people and absorb their energy type thing or define them. So, you know, it's the same thing as school. You go to middle school, then you go to public school, middle school, high school, college. You get what I'm saying? You can look at that as the four phases of the moon. You get what I'm saying?
Okay,
so it's
cool.
just a way it's a way of looking at things, not nothing that's so defined. And that's one of the things I've noticed in my study early on. I would love to, you know, you would try to find these concrete things, and the more you try to find concrete things is the more you find that nothing's concrete. And that's really the science, that it's all interpretations of one thing, ascension, one thing, getting the fuck out of here. So I cut it to the case. I'm hitting the shortcut. I'm saying, look, it's about getting the fuck out of here. It's about going to the next level. Because you either hear how we got down here and the biology of how we got down here, how we synchronized ourselves with what was going on with stars and moons and suns and waters and daughters, and then really how to get the fuck out and not to come back.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Get your experience and keep going, not to reincarnate or reincarcerate yourself here. So it's nothing really concrete. It depends on what culture he was talking about. You get what I'm saying? Some who follow the moon more, some who follow the sun more. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Kemetic people follow the sun more, at least in the later days, the most that we heard about in the pyramid thing. They followed the Sirius sun first, but then followed that regular sun that we see every day. So you not to say they didn't respect the moon. That was Tahuti, you know what I mean? Khonsu, I believe, as well. And so Khonsu. Not to say they didn't follow it as well, but you will hear them talking about sun. You know what I mean? Your whole zodiacal system now is based upon your sun date. You get what I'm saying? So you just talking about an older moon cult versus it. So it's no riddance. It depends on what he was talking about. But at the end of the day, the concept that he was talking about, to simplify it, is the shit we know in every day. You can look at your own child, know she was at this level. Then when she want to hang out with a friend, she was at that level. Then she want to hang out with boys, she's at that level. Then she's got a husband, she's at that level. You know what I'm saying? And now she got kids, she's at that level.
Right.
You know what I mean? So these phases, they were putting in that level. You know what I'm saying? So it's really
He intellectualized it, and it was, I just wanted you to break it down for me. That was
It's really not that profound, but you got to remember, what he's trying to do is bring profound information and explain it in the language of the people who listen to him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we have to supersede when we deal with Joseph Campbell and the rest of them, usually because we'll hear he's been around. Right. He's not you, but we'll hear he or him or people like him, they wrote 7 books, and they have to be they was around for all of these years and been teaching and all this acclaim that they somehow know something that we have to catch up with. Remember, they just studying you. So right. Everything just by nature is behind right. schedule. Lon Milo Duquette, a master. He's even been on the remix. Okay. Hell of a guy. You know what I'm saying? Many of books, many of profound books, were asked, well, could you explain the Calypso, the dark side of the tree? The answer was, I got too much trouble with the front side of the tree. So not to saying that's bad, not to saying nothing about the man bad,
right.
but we know
right.
as dark folks, we need to deal with the dark side of the tree. So right. all it tells me is, because he's one of the guys who I've studied a lot before I've even started speaking. So in my mind, especially dealing with some Willie Lynch shit, I better make sure in my own goddamn mind, I'm not intimidated by this shit. You get what I'm saying? So without even knowing it, we'll get intimidated by like Joseph Campbell. But really, the real deal, Joseph Campbell would, his ego wouldn't allow it. But let's pretend if he really wanted to know, he'd be a remix listener. He'd be a remix fam. You get what I'm saying? Compared to our level, you get what I'm saying? They right. just think they on the cutting edge of some shit, but really, this is old soup for us. You get what I'm saying? So we have to know whenever we listen to any of these guys, we just need to find a way to put it in a nigga context, and then you got that's it. You get what I'm saying? That's one of the tricks I do. My man Tef said something too that always works. He said whenever, because there's some books you'll read that are just like ABC. Then there's some they just try to be too intellectual. He said all mm-hmm. you have to do is read it out loud and read it like you're teaching somebody, and you'll get that shit. You know what I'm saying? There's tricks you have to do to go beyond their hardcore intellectual patriarchal thought process, left brain patriarchal thought process. You get what I'm saying? We need to see the picture. We need a pop-up, a damn near pop-up book to get it. You know what I'm saying? So you got to right. make one in your head. You got to see it in everyday gangbanger, your dumbass children terms. Oh, why dumbass child be doing that? You get what mm-hmm. I'm saying? When you see it in that context, oh, that's just some nigga shit. You always find the Negro way. You know what I'm saying? The Negro way. And then you'll get it. You know what I'm saying? Then their shit will unravel. You know what I'm saying? This shit'll unravel. Yeah. So it's easy for me to unravel a lot of these. And that was one of my superpowers early on. When me and Bobby would be into all this phone sharing, but he found for me I could read some intellectual shit and niggerize it real quick. You know
right, what I'm saying? Right, right, exactly.
And that's one of the powerful things. Oh, that nigga just talk about some goddamn, you know what I'm saying? That nigga talk about putting hot sauce on popcorn. That's it. We've been doing that shit already. You know what I mean? So that's the thing to do. So Bobby's excellent at that, too. Niggerizing some shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, most people think consciousness is about building up intellect. So be able to say some shit. See, the moon phase that reflects as a reflection that pulls upon the tide on every 28th divided by the 4 equals the 7, the 7 moon phase. 4 moon phases that come to 3 completeness at the 4 corners, you thinking you building something up. But we use it, we call it break it down. We call it break it down for a reason, because you're supposed to be taking these things and
right.
breaking them down. What the fuck do you need big words if you're breaking them down? You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're supposed to say where a 3-year-old understands it. You're supposed to digest this information as a 3-year-old. So anybody telling you bigger things, they didn't break it down for you, and I question if they really know it, because they would be able to break it down and spoon feed you shots. That's not my word. Malcolm X said that shit. You
right.
know somebody, Malcolm X said, you know somebody knows what they're talking about when they're able to take this, any high information and tell it to you like you a 3-year-old. That's the science.
Right.
That's what breaking shit down means. So that's the key. That's what you got to do. You got to break this shit down to elements. First, you know, you got to not saying you. I'm just saying in general, making
yeah,
this
yeah, yeah, yeah.
for everybody that whenever you hear some shit that sounds very intellectual, what you need to do is knock them off their high horse. Everything they could possibly say out their mind or mouth is yours in the first place. Make it yours. put it in the context of rap music, bebop, scat, jazz, or the bunny hop, whatever the hell you grew up doing, make that yours. Make it yours, because it is yours anyway. And that's how you gain that power. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. One more quick thing before I go. I know people are waiting to ask some more questions. I wanted to give my testimony about these readings. If you ain't got a reading yet or you ain't scheduled a reading yet, you need to be slapped upside the head, son, for real. You need to go ahead and get with Ms. Blue, schedule a reading. I had my reading on Tuesday, and this shit is changing lives, bro. Changing lives. Ms. Blue, you remember me, right?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay, you remember me. All right. Well, I just want to let you know, I went to go. I went to go take the test. I went to go take the test for that that situation and for school, and I ended up placing for honors English. And I was just looking to pass the motherfucker, and I ended up placing for honors English. So if you ain't scheduled a reading yet, get with Miss Blue, question4blue.com. This shit is changing. at hotmail.com. Go ahead and get that done.
Gmail.
It's Gmail. It's
Gmail.
Okay.
Oh, it's Gmail. Yeah,
we
that's right.
Well,
Gmail.
I am glad. You definitely know your magic, and that's what it's about, to doing your work. You did your work. You made it happen. There it is.
For sure.
There it is.
All right. Thanks, Penny.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Miss Blue.
All right, Bush.
Peace.
All right. Peace and love. All right, you guys. 26 minutes left to go in the forum. I see you guys on the phone lines. We are doing Q&A with Brother Panic. You have a question, 646-652-2711 is the number to call, so you can get on the phone lines if I think they're full. But press 1 if you're on the line and you have a question. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. 678? It's quite a few 678, so please check the line and see if it's you. 678, you're live in the remix.
Look for 615, Blue.
We'll come back.
See if you can find a 615.
615? A 615. Okay, let me see.
Yeah, let's
615. 615. Press 1-615 if you're on the phone. Because I don't see a 615, and I may not could see because it's over 100 people on the line. I don't think I could see everybody.
Okay,
615,
don't
if you're on the line. Okay, wait. I think so. Hold on. 615, you're live in remix.
Hello.
615?
You know who this is, Blue. King Cook. He on blast now.
Oh, 615, you can't talk 615.
No, I'm trying to talk. He is King Cook. He ain't know.
I'm,
you know what I'm saying? He didn't know I took his number down.
Oh, he's playing shy brother.
Yeah.
Shy brother.
Let me tell y'all, don't know who King Cook is.
We know you're not
original.
He's the original. You're not a shy brother.
Oh, no, he ain't shy. He's
Fish
original,
and Marshmallow.
Fish and Marshmallows, man. Y'all going to see he's coming to the lecture, y'all, so y'all get to talk to him firsthand. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be vending. He's going to have Fish and Marshmallows. You know what I'm saying? And so that's Brother King Cook. I just want to put on. He just, first time he said he was able to get on the line in a long time. So I said, I'm going to put his ass on blast.
Oh,
y'all remember,
he
makes the spirit gateways. So y'all need to check him on that, ask him questions about that. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna have your gateways with you at the lecture? Oh, I'm sorry, Penny. I'm sorry. I'm messing with him.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
Never mind.
He makes them to order. So I think, I don't think he's going to tote them with him, but maybe some pictures or whatever. You know, you can email him for pictures. I don't think he's going to tote them with him because he makes them for each order. But Spirit Gateways, what's the email?
Right.
I'm acting shy.
Can y'all make us hear me?
Yeah. We can. You right there.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
I was on this motherfucker like,
don't make me tell. Don't.
don't make me tell your story. Come on, Cook. Give the email address.
Yeah, what's your email for Spirit Gateways, dog?
It's spiritgateways@gmail.com.
All right. And give us a brief synopsis of what it is you do, player.
I mean, basically, you know, I got the personal gateways, you know, to bring in whatever energy you need for yourself. It's a holistic colors you can get. And then we got the deity gateways, whatever deity you want to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the chakra dolls too.
Okay.
Those right there, I fucks with them. Hands down.
Hey,
right.
Honey, are you in the chat room? Are you in the chat room?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Oh, you're not in the chat room.
No, ma'am.
They're saying some stuff in the chat room.
Yeah, they're the King Cook got a deep voice.
I'll tell you later.
I'm telling that. King Cook got a deep voice.
Wait. They didn't say deep. They said deep, nice voice. Deep voice.
Oh, yeah, King Cook got a nice deep voice.
Ah, shit.
Sing low, sweet chariot. Coming forth to carry me. Yeah, y'all need to get up on these Spirit Gateways, though. If y'all ain't up on them yet, just email him so he can send you some pictures or whatever. King Cook is a badass channel. A few of these channels that have been coming through, you know, I'll also consult with King Cook because he turned out to be one badass channeler. So, you know, I've always, you know, whenever he comes up with something, I've always said it, but he'll give Whitney and Bobby and all the rest of them. Oh, by the way, Whitney, she came through again, and this is only for those who understand the concept.
Hold on, you guys. I want to tell you this, just in case. Hold on, Panic, because I know you're getting ready to get into that. Because people are saying we're going to take some more questions. We have 21 minutes left to go in the forum. Hopefully we can get to some more Q&A. But if not, Sunday night, we're going to be live again, and we'll be doing more Q&A. So I wanted to get that in there. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to do more Q&A, and then we're going to go into overtime. I'm going to make this really quick, but I want to say this before I forget, you know, and I just want to get Sean on so he can tell you about what it is he do. It's not a game. And he sent these to me. My ship is on fire, so y'all need to get this. Now, Whitney came through, and she told me, I know you'll see a couple of Whitney pictures where they caught her with the crackhead look. You know what I'm saying? She actually said, put those pictures up. I said, well, Whitney, what do you mean by that? She said her energy is that of a dark goddess. You get what I'm saying? And the concept of Medusa. Medusa was beautiful, but Athena threw her down on Earth, basically, and made her ugly, if you will. But it was a representation of her power that eventually turned into Pegasus. You get what I'm saying? So you had Whitney, who was a dark goddess, who they put all this fluff on, Clive Davis. And it really tore her apart into, you know, getting with Bobby and all the rest of that, and living out this lifestyle that was destructive because she wasn't in her true energy. So Whitney came to Khadija, and Whitney was around all of these Oshun goddesses and these pretty goddesses and firing all of these bitches. Like, get the fuck out. Like, they're putting cucumbers and shit on her. She's throwing them off. Get the fuck out. And so I asked Whitney what was up with that, and she said basically, you know, people are putting up these beautiful pictures of her from her record career, but this isn't the real her. The real her was trying to show through when you see these messed up pictures, not in the crackhead context, but in the power context. Now, what that means is don't just put up an ugly picture of Whitney because I'm saying so. You really need to understand the concept of the dark goddess. Any other thing, you'll just be making fun of her. If you understand that, it's not she was trying to show you what is considered ugly down here, which is your black power. That's why they try to make the black woman the ugliest thing going when she's the standard of beauty in the entire universe, because it's her power that they find repulsive. You get what I'm saying? Her power in its risen form is repulsive to those who want to keep you locked down. You get what I'm saying? So that's the idea of Medusa turning into Pegasus, which is a form of Jesus. You get what I'm saying? With the form of Jesus. I mean, and it's not even Whitney acting out. If you just hear her in interviews, she talked like a hood chick when she's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, the diva. It's not just like what she does with Wendy Williams. Shit, every moment, just getting with Bobby Brown was some real grimy shit. You know what I'm saying? It was like she got with him when he was smoking. It's not like he started smoking when he got with her. He got with her. She was already high. You know what I'm saying? But she went, she resonated towards that energy because something in her was calling. The fake top half of her was actually what really was destroying her. The real expression of her couldn't get out. And that doesn't mean mean or bitchy, because she said there's a whole bunch of kids that stepped up telling her how much she's done for them. So you got to understand, that's why I say you really need to be clear if you're going to put these pictures up of Whitney, because it's not about her being mean and dark and a nasty and a real hood rat, because there's so many kids that said, she's going to save my life. I had such and such and such disease. Whitney paid all my bills, and I'm here today. I am graduated from college. I am this. I am that. I am the other thing based upon what Whitney has done. You get what I'm saying? So we're talking about power, and we're not talking about emotions or disposition. We're talking about power. You get what I'm saying? So if you're able to see the power in those pictures, by all means, put them up. If you just see a woman that's disgruntled and doing it because you think I'm saying it, don't do it, because you won't get the energy. She's very particular, clearly,
based
upon what Blue told you that week and what Khadija told, added on when Whitney came to her. She's very particular. All of that glitz and glamour and the goddess and is back. She's not into that. She needs to experience a true chaos, dark goddess energy first to go through that form of darkness, because she didn't really get that form of darkness here. Because even though her and Bobby was going through some dark shit, they still have fucking money, so how dark is it? See, if you on drugs, it's all good. It don't matter if you could buy the fucking drugs. You know what I'm saying? They need to go to some shit where they couldn't get the drugs. Then she would have completed that mission. You know what I'm saying? So the idea is she didn't go through that form of alchemy. That's what she needs from us. And there's a few unflattering pictures, what we would call unflattering. We need to put that up if we understand the concept. All right? And we can get back to the Q&A.
All right. Let's see. Sean, where you at? He's still... What's his area code?
615.
Where is the shy brother? The shy brother left.
Sean is behind the scenes, man.
I don't know.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, if you put Sean on hold, if you put Sean on hold, he gets to sing it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might have got a show, The Greatest Love of All. You know what I'm saying? You put him on hold, Sean to go into it. You know what I'm saying? He sing back up and everything. Enjoy yourself with me. Din, din. Like, you do the horn sound and everything.
Gosh. You guys have no idea. No idea. You guys.
Sean,
we're
going
to go to the next caller. We have 50. Go ahead.
No, I ain't going to try to keep on with him. I ain't going to keep going on with my man. That's my man. Y'all going to meet him. Y'all love him. He's an absolute character. This nigga is from the spirit world. So y'all need to come to the lecture. Let me say that, too, because Blue said it, but plenty of tickets. Still tickets left. No hurry. We got a bigger place.
Yeah.
Email me, atlantalectures@hotmail.com. You also can pay at the door if you so delight. But if you want to email me so you get thorough directions there. I see Queen Mother of Nine is in the building. She got her ticket. I'm saying, she said, put me on the list as Queen Mother of Nine. If she's on the list, the Remix fam is going to be in the house. Sean's going to be in the house. So it's going to be a super duper rocking affair. You need to get there tonight. Get the ticket tonight. You know what I'm saying? So for thorough, it's 675 Metropolitan Parkway, Suite 3118. You need to get a Google map or some goddamn GPS, but you need to get your ass there. I'll be at the door with the list. So I'm going to have my computer. So if you try to get sneaky on me, we going to PayPal. We're taking it to PayPal. So remember, Dr. Lean is ready. This is going to be a grandiose affair. And as always, Nothing has stopped. Get you an herb pack. If you late on this, then you late on this. Panic Pack at Hotmail.com. We got CDs, out of print books, you name it. You better off just getting a list, get your shit together. Go on and be somebody. Get an herb pack. All right, we can keep it on going. Let's move.
Okay, all right, here we go. So next we're going to go to the caller. It looks like calling in from area code 512, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, peace. My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
All right.
Greetings to you, Michael.
I was trying to hit you up, Panic, because I just wanted to know when the pack was coming. I wasn't, like, trying to bother you or anything, you know.
You is about 1,000 other people. It's no bother. You paid for it. But then I'll say what I always say. You got to know, this is not eBay or a website. I packed them myself, and there are many people ahead of you. So if speed is the name of the game, you might want to check with me first. But everyone gets a pack. You pay, you get one. You're just going to have to wait a little bit. It's not going to be a two-week turnover. You're talking 3 weeks, maybe a little bit more. Depending after I do a show, it's a whole different thing. And, again, I'm trying to put a lecture on for you folks and write a book for you folks and study so I have something to say. You get what I'm saying, which is more important.
Right.
But there's no person on the planet that's paid me some money and has a question mark in return. So
right.
If you pay
right.
me,
right.
I know it. All you have to do is have some patience. It's coming. It's coming like all of this stuff. So, no, I don't take it as a bother.
Right.
I don't take it as a bother. Again, this stuff is not that emotional for me. But you need to understand what it is. You get what I'm saying? This is not eBay. I'd rather give you the money back than have you frustrated because it's not emotional for me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't take it as a bother. If I don't even remember, really. If you email me, I don't remember. I get so much email every day,
yeah,
not just asking.
You
know, people want to know. People just want to know links. You get what I'm saying? Now you got a whole bunch of people who see it on YouTube, who are not Remix fam, who have questions that I've answered.
Right.
Remix people, Remix family knows this. So there's 100 that I don't have time to doctor up a lot of emails, send put sprinkles on it all the time. Don't worry, it's coming. I got you. I see you pay here. I'm sending out this week, and you paid on that week. Don't worry, it's coming. You're sending out this amount a week. So, nah, it's not that emotional, kid.
It took a little while, but, no, I mean, I got it, and everything was, I mean, it was great, and I tried both in the T.
You got the Dream Pack, too?
The Big Deck. I didn't get the Dream Pack. I've been just on the Herb Pack right now.
Which is
I don't know, man. When the pineal gland is working on me, as I've understood, because, I don't want to say a student because I've never met him before, but I feel close, I talk to Aleem Bey a lot, and Aleem Bey was saying that, when you get your pineal working, it's like, say, when you're focusing in the mirror, you're focusing on everything. Everything seems to kind of blur out, and it's kind of like you're zooming in on something.
Yeah, I mean, that could
pineal?
Be an effect. This, what I, even, I would have said it before, but
yeah, there's so many ways.
Right, now more than ever, I would say anything can happen. Every single person that does report back to me is a new adventure for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
For me, when I started with the herbs, this is something that I channeled. And when I started, I would feel my heart would radiate more, meaning it was working on the heart chakra for me. Some other people said, some people say it stops the chatter. Some people go, they go deeper in the dream world. Some people go their deeper meditation. Some people say, I'm just more relaxed. See, your spirit or your purpose here is all unique. So what you need in terms of medicine will be unique. You get what I'm saying? And, again, it's not just a panic attack. There's so many techniques that I recommend you do along with this. So much meditation, anything that's bringing you light. Because all you're doing is exercising. Or your pineal gland has atrophied. You get what I'm saying? Meaning any muscle that you don't use will shrink up. So these herbs are like medicine, but you're still going to have to do some push-ups. You get what I'm saying? So you're going to have to study. You're going to have to read. That's why I recommend Cyclomancy, the book with it, because it gives you technique after technique. And then if you are already in meditations or have been doing meditations, then I recommend one of those CDs along to go with it if you don't have your own, because there are chants that alter, as I pointed out earlier, chants alter your state of mind. So you're trying to alter your state of mind. You're doing everything to wake this up. Nothing's going to do nothing for you. If it was that easy, shit, we all just take a pill. So pineal.
It wouldn't be as fun either, right?
No, right. It wouldn't be as fun, right? And that's exactly it. You're here to do that work. You know what I'm saying? You'll hear Ms. Blue say it more than I would. Well, I used to say all the time, do your work, do your work, do your work. But the work is fun. I'm glad you said that. If you're actually doing your work, you'll find that you would have it no other way to discover.
Right.
This shit is about imagination and discovery. I would have it no other way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I would say, too, because I looked at it like, you know, a video game. Mm-hmm. And if you were, like, the untouchable one and you had all the powers, you already had all the cheat codes,
it loses some of its pizzazz or flair. So of course there's things to help you. There's always clues. You look at the herb pack as like a clue. It is something that can aid you in your work. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's all it ever will be. You get what I'm saying? Eventually, you will not need it anymore, because your pineal will start to get a memory of how to get in the spiritual zone. And then all I had to do was go into my after I did so much spiritual work, I attached the spiritual feeling to my meditation. So I would just meditate on the feelings and would be right back there. You get what I'm saying? That feeling, all this is in my book, is actually called, if you had to define dimensions, fourth dimensions. The fourth dimension is a canopy.
I'm definitely going to get that. Yeah.
It's a canopy that surrounds the third dimension. So when you feel in that zone, that means you're tapping into the fourth dimension. And then from the fourth dimension, you get access to fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth, which is different levels of spiritual transmission. But the idea is you're building up to something. You're not using an herb pack as a crutch. You're using it as a tool to build up to something. You get what I'm saying? And that's perfect that you said that. You wouldn't have it no other way. I wouldn't have it no other way. I don't want nobody to do nothing. I don't want no spirit to tell people this is what it is. I'm like, no, I'm here to find out. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah,
I wasn't here to find out.
Right.
But, yeah, that's perfect.
I had a couple other questions, if that's all right. Basically, they say, you know, when you're doing your work, whenever you're meditating, and you're making that pyramid, they say it's kind of like a sensation. Sometimes it feels like a small headache. Is that how it feels pretty much?
No, that goes into what and this is what I said before. Anything can happen. So I would say for you, you need to not try to expect something. Just open yourself up to whatever happens to you, and you need to tell me, well, instead of saying, does that happen to you, panic, you should be saying, panic, when I did that, that happened to me. You know what I'm saying? That's another way of saying you did your work, because then we're building on something that happened to you as opposed to you're waiting for something to happen. You get what I'm saying? Expecting something, or you have an agenda.
Just whatever
happened. The idea of experimenting, getting an herb pack and seeing what happens to you, is to be open to the experience. You get what I'm saying? They even tell you that with drugs. Go on, take this pill. You're going to see so many colors. And then after you come back, oh, shit, I've seen a cat, a rat, a dog, a pig, a frog, a flea in a log. It's like, oh, wow, that's interesting. You get what I'm saying? So the idea is, you got to open yourself for the experience. And people ask, I'm going to have a shitload of herb pack at the lecture. I'll sell it for a cheaper price. So you can get your herb packs right there on the spot at the lecture for all you impatient folk. I'm not going to bring anything else, no CDs, no books. It's too much to deal with because I have to stand at the door and say hi to everybody. So the best I could do is have a bag full of herb pack, and y'all just, you know, whoever wants it, come on, get some. Want some, come and get some.
Right. Well, no, I definitely see, you know, where you're coming from because that's a lot of emotions to deal with.
Right. That's what I said earlier. It's about balancing the emotion, mind, and body. Crook, flail, and staff. See what I'm saying? You got to have your shit together before you can do something like this. Like I said, I give you an emotional lecture to inspire people emotionally to maybe go do something. But at the end of the day, I'm not that foolish. My mind and emotion and body are mine. Get what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And I inspire, and I hope everyone does the same. So you can't be emotional. You just got to put yourself in a position where you're ready for whatever comes. Don't expect nothing, but expect everything. You get what I'm saying? So don't have an agenda when you deal with an herb pack or any of what you're doing, but expect anything to happen, all possibilities to happen. But don't look for one possibility. You'll disappoint yourself and you'll think you're doing it wrong. Yeah, remember, we'll be here also, because we're coming towards the end of the show. We'll be here on Sunday again. I'll be coming in at 9 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be continuing with questions, talking shit, and swallowing spit.
Yes.
Right. So that definitely makes sense.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. All right, we have two minutes to go. We're just going to close out the people who are on the who are not on the phone line. Just want to say, always, it's great to have Brother Panic in the house. Don't forget Atlanta Lectures. It will be going on, Atlanta Lectures at hotmail.com, or email Brother Panic at panicpack@hotmail.com. Also, for the rest of you guys, if you like the show, like it. Like it over on Facebook. If you love it, and leave a comment. Don't forget to download. And don't forget, Sunday night, we'll be right back here doing it again, live Sunday night. Brother Panic, Q&A live in the remix. Don't know, see some calls dropping, so I don't know if we're going to get to the after hour, but we're going to keep going. Brother Panic is here. Much love, warm spirit. Good to see you guys in the house. Don't forget, download, and see you guys on Sunday night as we keep going. For the rest of you who are listening live with us on the phone, if you have a question, press 1. We're still taking calls here live with Brother Panic in the forum. So we're going to keep going. See you guys. We're in the after hours. Yep, we're in the after hours. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I already talked to you earlier. I guess my button was still pushed.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's okay. You're fine. I think the calls are dropping. So hopefully,
I mean, we're going to get calls.
Calls are dropping.
Remember, March 18th, everybody, that's the lecture. Come on through, March 18th.
Yes.
This blues card's going to be in the house.
Yes, I'm going to give away some cards. So I'm going to send Panic some cards to give away. So you guys, make sure you're there. Atlanta Lecturers. See you guys back here Sunday. Some people are saying they're going to be there on the 18th. It's not the 18th.
That's the 18th.
It's the 17th, right?
18th.
The 18th.
Sunday the
18th. Yes, ma'am. Sunday the 18th, be in the house. So peace and love to you guys, and see you on the flip side. Everybody's saying they will be there, so I'm going to get some cards to Brother Penny. It's going to be lots of fun. Dr. Aline Bay is going to be there doing his thing.
Oh, I can't wait to mess with Esther.
That's what we're going
to
do.
Oh, I can't. That's who I'm ready to beat up. I'm going to beat Esther up. I'm going to jack Esther up.
Oh, no, not beat her up.
With poems.
Not jack her up.
I'm going to jack up with poems. Esther, who walks through the lecture door like I've never seen before. What are you here for? Knowledge of your mind. Knowledge of time. Time outside of time is a crime. I'm going to do all that. That's how I'm going to talk the whole time. And I'm going to talk poetry, talk to Esther. Esther. Do you need a better seat? How comfortable are you down at your feet? Do you need a drink? Did Alexa play Sting? Does it smell good? Well, you know you in Atlanta hood. You better be.
Brother Panic? Oh, wow. Okay, you guys, listen. I guess we're going to get ready to get out of here. Wow. Yeah, before I get out of here, too. So I don't know what's going on. All right, you guys. So, listen. See you guys Sunday night before I get out of here. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. Good to have everybody in the house. Good to see you guys. We're going to go ahead and get out of here, and we'll be back Sunday night. Download, download, download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. Don't forget to email Brother Panic, panicpack@hotmail.com. You can always reach out to me at www.missblueblast.com. That's for the Know Your Magic audio workbook. We'll be doing a Blue Blast call really, really soon. So